strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. You know what? It's Friday, and I got so many emails yesterday from folks about my interview with the former director of John Kerry's presidential campaign. I got so many emails. It is just absolutely, people were just slack-jawed. People were slack-jawed. And the day before perhaps a vote on Alito, people are just amazed of the scariness of the Democratic Party to fight. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, because we got yesterday that, well, the Republicans have everything, and when we're hearing this sometimes from the Capitol in Jeff City too, the Republicans have everything. They're in control of anything. There's nothing we can do. We just have to. And the rest of the sentence is never really clearly defined, but I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I said, now again, I love movies. I love movies. And it's just so interesting that you find so many analogies in real life about fictional stuff in movies. But correct me if I'm wrong, or correctify me if I am wrong. But didn't Rocky lose in the first Rocky film. Didn't he lose? But he fought, right? And he was still considered the hero, right? Rocky lost, and they built a statue for him. You know, which is strange, you know, you build a statue to a fictional character. But nevertheless, Rocky lost, but the reason that he was a hero to a lot of folks out there is because he fought. He fought back. He fought with him. He was bloodied, but not bowed. The Democrats are bloodied and cowed. They can't get up off their knees long enough to say anything. What are they? What are they? They're battered housewives, is what they are. And if you're not going to fight on this, Jesus God, there is no reason to fight. If you're not going to say no to a man who lied to you on your face, and you know what's wrong with the Democratic Party? I'm telling you, a racist is a racist is a racist. I don't care how many generations. A man who joined the Klan as a career move in order to be part of an organization to further his career, a man who joined the Klan and who was referred to in the last 5 or 10 years to people as niggers. That's a foul, ugly word. I'm only quoting it. It is not a word that is in my vocabulary. I am quoting what this man said. You know who I'm talking about? He's a United States Senator. His name is Byrd. And why am I bringing this up? Because John Byrd said, and this is so foul. This is so foul. John Byrd said, because he's 112 years old. I got a letter from Mr. Alito, and he seems like a mighty nice fellow. And I trust him at his word. So therefore, I'm not going to filibuster this man. He's a good boy, and I believe him at his word. You know what? If you don't sit your old, tired, racist behind down, Senator Byrd said he believes Alito. And you know what? I'm being too hard on the former race, on the former Klansman. I'm being too hard. You know what? I need to take it down a level. Why would Senator Byrd see anything wrong with? Why would Senator Byrd see anything wrong with a fellow member of a racist organization? It's like Senator Byrd, when he was listening to the Democrats say, well, Alito, you were a member of this racist organization that didn't want women or black people at Princeton. Senator Byrd sitting back in his chin, his rocking back in his senatorial seat, saying, oh, nobody told me it was going to be homecoming. I didn't know it was going to be homecoming today. Where'd I leave my sheet at? He said he believes John Alito. Samuel Alito, I'm sorry. Samuel Alito. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? You wonder why? And I'm telling you, y'all. I'm telling you. When people show you who they are, believe them. I wrote a nasty, nasty, nasty email back because I got an email from Barack Obama. Yes, I did. I wasn't the only one. It wasn't directed to Liz, but it was an email from Barack Obama saying, Senator Byrd is in a whole lot of trouble. We need to raise some money for Senator Byrd because Senator Byrd is under attack by those Republicans. And you know what? People went into their checkbooks. And this email from Barack Obama raised $80,000 for the former Klansman. I wrote a nasty email back and said, don't you ever sully my email mailbox with this crap. How dare you ask me? How dare you ask me to give money to a Klansman? Barack Obama? Now, what's the connection here? What's the connection here? Word has it. Word on the street. Word behind the under the covers, behind the white sheets, is Barack Obama's walking around the United States Senate saying, I don't think we should be filibustering. You know what? If you don't sit your tired, compromising, water carrying for a Klansman self down. And then on the other side of this issue, and we hear, of course, punked Harry Reid saying, I think we've had enough discussion on this issue. Y'all, I am trying so hard not to cuss this morning. I know you can hear it all up in me. I know you can hear it up in me. Harry Reid, the Senate minority leader, the head of the Democratic voice, says to the world, I think we've had enough discussions on Alito. It's time to go to vote. Kiss my grits. Kiss my grits. And then on the other side, there's this, I don't know. I'm not taking anything. I'm not, y'all out. Y'all ain't tricking me. But there's rumblings. There's mumblings. There's a phone call from Europe from John Kerry saying, bump that, we're filibustering. Ted Kennedy saying, bump that, we're filibustering. The Republicans took a vote yesterday to see if they had enough votes to close off a filibuster. And that's why you're seeing all of the, what do they call it, cream rises to the top. Here we have punks flushed out. That's why you hear the old man from the Klan, Senator Byrd, saying, oh, I trust my fellow racist. He gonna be all right. I'm going to be dead in 15 minutes, so it don't matter to me at all. These are extraordinary times. And then there's this dude. Then there's this dude named Paul Hackett. Paul Hackett is running for the Senate, and he's from Ohio. And he's an Iraq War veteran. And he's in the reddest of the red state of Ohio. And he's asked about the prospects of gay marriage. And this is what this man says. This is what Paul Hackett says. Gay marriage, who the hell cares? He says, if you're gay, you're gay. More power to you. What you want is to be treated fairly by the law, and any American who doesn't think that should be the case is frankly un-American. You know what the Republicans is? They leashed their hounds on this man. They said, Paul Hackett says that 59% of the people who voted against gay marriages in Ohio, are you saying that they're un-American, Paul Hackett? He said, yeah, and you don't scare me. Yeah, they're un-American. Because in America, in a democratic society, the laws apply equally to everybody, regardless of whatever you do in your bedroom. Yeah, you don't scare me. What? There's somebody out there like that? But unfortunately, he ain't in the house. What we have are former Klans members supporting other Klans members. So don't tell me. Don't tell me that you can shake off this stuff. You don't. You are what you are. Barack Obama raised money for the Klansmen. And now, rumor has it, Barack Obama is saying, please don't filibuster. Shut up and sit down and get the heck out of the way. Punks. Car phone. George.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Notice I didn't say good morning.
Yeah.
I said morning.
Yes, yeah. You did. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Anyway, I put a lot of stock in reading a person's face, and I listened to some of this on NPR, some of this, hearing thing, you know, and listening to Alito's answers, and I couldn't really tell. It seemed like, you know, there was a lot of evasiveness going on. But,
you think? I don't remember
yeah.
what I put on my job application when I was 35 years old and trying to get a job. You
yeah.
think? Evasiveness? I call it a lie.
Yeah, yeah. But when I saw him, when I saw snippets of it, when they'd show it on the news and show it, there's something, there's just reading his face, you could tell, it's almost like a little kid lying to you.
Yes.
You know, your son
yes.
or your daughter coming
yes.
to you and telling you a lie, and you know what they know what they're telling you is an absolute lie, and you can
yes.
read it all over their face.
You can read it all
right.
over,
it's
every
like
pore.
Drains out.
And that's right.
what I was seeing in this.
That's
side,
right.
And you know
right.
what's really scary is, number one, you know, well, who picked them? Well, Bush picked them.
Yes.
This extension of presidential powers is probably one of the biggest issues, I think, in this whole
thing. I think
it
is. I think it is. I really think it is.
And this is a lapdog Congress if they don't vote him down. That's my feeling.
George, it's worse than a lapdog. It really is.
Yeah, remember the old saying, you know, it'd be fine if it were a dictatorship as long as I could be the dictator.
And remember this. When people tell you who they are, believe them.
Uh-huh.
Believe them. He was telling us who he was then, and folks should have believed him.
Yep.
Thanks for your call, George.
Yeah. Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. You took my thunder because I was going to talk about Harry Reid.
Mm-hmm.
All that tough talking.
And now he's bending over and saying, you know what? We've had enough discussion. The hell? What?
I hear there's three Democrats who now say that they're going to go along, that they don't think there's anything wrong with Samuel Alito.
We have Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Tim Johnson of South Dakota, and Bill Nelson of Nebraska.
It's just, and this is their, I mean, this is the chance of a lifetime to keep this, criminal off of the Supreme Court, because he's even tried to interfere with Oregon's rule about the self-right to die.
But it's not.
He tried to get into that.
It's not an opportunity to do something right, Christine. I would define it as it is your God-given responsibility. You are supposed to be the party of opposition instead of the old white boys club, because that's how they're acting. That's how they're acting, like they're a member of the club and they don't want to do anything to embarrass any of their club members in the light of day. So I'm just going to hush up, be quiet, because I'm for real, I'm down with them. That racist Klansman Bird is shame to the world. I've got no problem with another member of my racist club.
And I can't understand why the senator of the Republicans, they don't have an issue with Samuel Alito. I mean, it's just like we have a bunch of rotten children up there and on the hill, because if he should be looked at, I'm talking about Samuel Alito, as nonpartisan. They shouldn't want, either side shouldn't want criminals up there.
Well, that's what we're going to get if these
people
don't
fight.
And
another thing I'd like to say, as you said, cream rises to the top, also scum rises to the top.
There you go.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. We are taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. I ain't done here. We've got so much work to do. You need to get to me. You need to get to me.
So take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Cause a new day will come. And love to the sun, even when the darkness shall come.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by WWE Royal Rumble. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Union. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Lewis all the way into Lindbergh. Looks good. Eastbound 40 from Boone's Crossing to Ballast. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 70 from Cave Spring to Lindbergh. Looks good. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44. Everything's on the move. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth. Looks good. Eastbound 70 at 79. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 55-70 split from the Illinois 111 all the way on to the PSB. Everything looks good. Westbound 64 before the 55-70 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, nothing to report there. And northbound Route 3 at Poplar Street Bridge looks good. North Truman at 8th Street, there's a report of water main work, and the right lane is closed. It's in Crystal City. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by WWE Royal Rumble. Don't miss the WWE Royal Rumble this Sunday at 7 p.m. Televised locally by Charter Communications. Order with your digital remote or call 1-888-GET-CHARTER for more information. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s today. Mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain this evening with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, rain and a chance of thunderstorms even with a high in the lower 50s. Saturday evening, rain likely. In the evening, chance of rain and or thunderstorms until early morning with a low in the mid-40s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, near steady temps in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 37. Wind chill out there makes us feel like it's 31. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black owned and black operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands. Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics. TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
It's the biggest change at WGNU in 30 years. And it's coming Monday, January 30th.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best.
Here in this lush tropical rainforest, moisture is what keeps everything healthy and beautiful. Your lips need moisture to be healthy and beautiful, too. Chapstick Lip Moisturizer forms a light protective barrier to keep your lips' moisture in balance. So with every use, your lips look and feel healthier. Chapstick Lip Moisturizer. Keep your lips chapstick healthy. Use as directed.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Dee, good morning.
I want to tell the listening audience about a cheap chemistry lesson. Something else rises to the top. It's called fecal fat.
Mm.
When feces is full of fat, it floats.
Mm.
So what I wanted to tell everybody, I had called Hillary's number, stayed busy.
Mm.
But with Obama, we really need to tell him to quit spreading those negative things. His number is 202-224-2854.
Okay, you know that was way too fast.
Okay, 202-224 2854.
I think everybody should get on the horn and start flooding his office with phones.
And Hillary is 224-4451.
And the same area code, 202.
Same area code. We need to flood these calls. You can even get all of the definitives from the Internet, but I called all of them.
Mm.
And those that were busy, I continue to call them back. But we really need to flood Obama.
Absolutely. This is despicable.
Yes, it is.
It
Thank
is despicable.
You.
Thank you. And I'm looking at this. This is out of BuzzFlash, and it's 27th of January. We hope this isn't true, but BuzzFlash has been told by a knowledgeable source that Senator Barack Obama is opposing a filibuster of Alito. During the debate ranging within the Democratic Senate caucus, the implication is that he's against such a filibuster on strategic grounds. What strategic? BuzzFlash's source for this rumor also correctly informed us that after days of BuzzFlash calling upon Senator John Kerry to live up to his 2003 commitment to lead a filibuster against a candidate with an anti-constitutional background of Sam Alito, that Kerry was now trying to get the caucus to back a filibuster. Indeed, late on Thursday, Kerry's office publicly announced that our source had told us, this is BuzzFlash speaking, Kerry would indeed try to filibuster Alito and try to persuade his Democratic colleagues to back him by voting to keep the filibuster alive. He will need 40 other votes. But that brings us back to Obama. We called both his Chicago and D.C. offices to try to ferret out whether Obama's alleged opposition to the filibuster was indeed true. We could not get an answer. We left a message with his D.C. press secretary that we would run the story if we did not hear back from him. We did not hear back from him. But that doesn't mean that it's true, but add this to the evidence. Some who attended the weekly D.C. town hall meeting, breakfast meeting that Obama and Dick Durbin hold for Illinois constituents said that Obama was distinct distinctly non-committal when the subject of filibuster came up. He didn't offer to support one, and he dismissed the notion that the votes aren't there sort of approach. This was said on the morning of January 26. In a separate wire service story, Assistant Democratic Leader Dick Durbin told reporters that, quote, he can count the votes and concluded that a filibuster of Alito was not likely to succeed. Huh. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Well, morning, Liz. David out in San Francisco.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, I was waiting on hold, I was tuning around the dial. Apparently, they're talking about starting up an execution chamber in Guantanamo and in military bases. So this is going to be the next story for the week.
Mm.
Hey, but are you aware that Kit Bond's wife is involved with the Abramoff story?
Of course. We've reported on it.
Oh, good. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, because this really seems like the whole Alito story and the whole Abramoff thing really, to me, the strongest arguments about why Alito shouldn't be put in there has to do with why should organized crime get to choose the Supreme Court? And Bush, he's claiming that he doesn't know Alito, or excuse me, he doesn't know Abramoff, but the fact of the matter is that Abramoff was on Bush's transition team. So Bush, first of all, I guess Abramoff was one of his highest raising, let's see, Bush has a little standard in his political campaigns. He has a title, and I'm trying to think of what they call themselves. For people that raise over $100,000 for the campaign.
Well, I don't know. It's like Frontiers or something
yeah,
like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Abramoff, not only was he one of them, but he was in the top 15. And so he was elevated to become part of Bush's transition team right after the election of 2000. And so these are the gateway people who, you know, if you want to be a postmaster in Topeka, if you want to get to be a part of the Food and Drug Administration, if you want to get one of those cushy government jobs, you've got to go to Abramoff or one of these other cronies in the transition team. And so, think of Brownie. How did Brownie get his job at FEMA? You know, these are the cronies that got their jobs, and they got them through Abramoff. And
those people were called the Rangers and Pioneers.
Yeah, that's right. They're pioneers, right.
Thanks, Howard.
Yeah, and so if you look at these, first of all, for Bush to say that he doesn't know who Abramoff is and Abramoff was picking.
Well, but here's the thing. You know, I get why Bush would lie. I understand why he would lie. Aside from the fact if it's his instinctual nature to lie, he doesn't want people to know the truth. That's why a lot of people lie. They don't want people to know the truth. The issue here is not so much of why Bush would lie, but the issue here is why the Democrats would let him get away with it.
Right.
That's the bigger issue. Yes, Abramoff, anybody in the world that has five pictures of themselves and the president of the United States,
well,
you've had
surprised.
A meeting. You have a close relationship with him.
Sure. I'm surprised there aren't 500 photographs.
There are. We only know about five.
Yeah, and apparently they're not even releasing they're squelching all of the photographs of the transition team.
And what's also interesting, Dave, is that just to juxtapose something here, it's so interesting that they're saying that we don't have access to these photographs. Andrew Card, the former the right-hand person of Dick Cheney, now, of course, he's indicted, and he is preparing for his trial and preparing for his defense, and now he wants the secret records that the Justice Department uncovered in the leak investigation. Now, isn't that something that this is the guy that kept the secret from the American people of who the people were that met in Cheney's office on the energy thing, and he's the people that has helped keep a whole lot of stuff from American people. Now he wants stuff uncovered in order for him to defend himself. Ain't that something?
Well,
That's something.
Yeah, it is. I hadn't heard that. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Of course, they're going to... The whole idea of hunting through those records, well, oops, they got burnt. Oops, they got lost. Oops. And so,
but oops, they get to get away with it. That's the thing. You can say anything you want to, but whether or not you get away with the lies and the misdirections and the deceit and the dishonesty and the crimes is up to the opposition party. And as I see it, we have no opposition party.
It is really tough, but it, you know, that's why I'm agreeing. I just keep leaning on taxation with representation. To me is always the issue, and as Democrats, Republicans, Greens, Libertarians, all of the other parties, you know, the idea is that we're paying money, good money, on April 15th, and we should be getting something for it.
And got to go. Thank
yeah.
you, Dave.
Hey, have a good morning, St.
You
Louis.
You too. Have a great weekend. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake-Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Barack Obama's number is 202-224-2854. 202-224-2854. You need to give him a call and say you better stand up and act like a man. I'll be back.
There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Karachi. The government of Pakistan has issued an arrest warrant for former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Officials say she and her husband are being sought on corruption charges. The former prime minister lives in exile in England and the United Arab Emirates. She is currently visiting in the United States. And Dateline Washington. A Senate subcommittee began hearings this week pertaining to how the Bush administration handled the disaster at the Sago mine last month, where 12 miners died. The president's top mine safety official, David Dye, walked out of the hearing after an hour of being asked why mine safety has been underfunded and why regulations have not been enforced. Dye told the lawmakers he had more important matters he had to attend to and then asked permission to leave. Senator Arlen Specter, the committee chairman, told him he needed to stay for at least another hour, but Dye told him he was sorry, but he had 15,000 mines to take care of in the country and couldn't give him any more time. Specter was flabbergasted and said he had never had such a thing happen before. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Talk radio that discusses what matters most to you. It's coming to AM 920, Monday, January 30th.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Does your drinking water come from a private well? If so, the Illinois EPA and the Illinois Department of Public Health recommend that you test it periodically for bacteria and nitrates as well as other contaminants. Don't just assume your well water is safe, test for it. For more information, call 1-888-372-1996 or go to illinoiswellwater.org. News as clear as water, hopefully, from AM 920 WGNU.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to call these Democrats. You need to tell them that, you know what? You need to stand up and filibuster this. Barack Obama's office number, Chicago's office number, is 312-886-3506. That's 312-886-3506. 312-886-3506. You need to tell them to stand the heck up. You need to tell them to stand the heck up. You want somebody else's phone number? I've got them all. I've got a lot of them here with me. You need to make the call. You need to make the call. Because this is unacceptable. This is absolutely unacceptable. There's a phone number to call, a toll-free a place to get the Senate list numbers. Here's the number, 888-355-3588, 888-355-818-6641. You need to, if you want to call Senator Byrd and tell him that he needs to take his sheet off, 202-224-3954, 202-224-3954, 202-224-3954. If you want to email him, the email address is way too long to read over the air. You can Google it, and if you're online, Google it and get his email address. The fax number for Senator Byrd is 202-228-0002. That's 202-228-0002. You need to call these people. You need to call these people. Barack Obama, you need to just ride him like you in the Kentucky Derby. You need to ride him like you in the Kentucky Derby. His number is 202-224-2854. And the Chicago office number is 312-886-3506. They need the filibuster. This is bunk. This is super bunk. John Kerry is saying that they might, or that they will. Those are the words. We've had three Democratic defections. We've had the defection of Robert Byrd, you know him, he's the former Klansman, Tim Johnson of South Dakota, and Ben Nelson of Nebraska. They're signing off because, you know why? You want to know why they're doing it? Because the Republicans ran commercials in the home states of Ben Nelson of Nebraska and Tim Johnson of South Dakota. They ran commercials against them. What the Democrats do? They run any commercials in the states of the moderate Republicans? They run any commercials in Olympia Snow's hometown? Oh, Miss Pro-Choice? Miss I support abortion rights? And she's putting on a dude that says, I'm going to get rid of them? They run any ads over there? Y'all need to call her, too. You need to call Olympia Snow, too, and tell her what's up with her hypocrisy. I know you're Republican and all, but dang. Dang. I know. It's part of the DNA of the GOP that you're not honest. I understand that, but you need to holler at her, too. Olympia Snow's phone number, you want it? I got it. 202-224-1946. 202-224-1946. All you pro-choice folks out there, holler at her and ask her how she can stand that. Ask her why that party affiliation is more important than principle. You say that you are for abortion rights. You say that you are. You say that you are pro-choice. You say that that's an important issue to you, and yet you're putting on somebody who is clearly in opposition to Roe v. Wade. He wouldn't even give you what Roberts gave you. He wouldn't even tell you. Alito wouldn't even say that it's settled law. Oh, he's clear on what he's doing. These folks need to be spanked. How dare you get up there? And again, all you folks out there that tried to jump me for saying we need to stand down on these folks, because when the big fight comes, when they tell us that we got to vote for the Democrats because the Republicans will have the ability to appoint the next Supreme Court justices, and they're going to appoint bad people, and we need the Democrats there so they will fight them. Barack Obama, how that working out for you? How that working out for you? You need to do your job, all you folks that voted for these people. I said none of them were going to do anything. You got to have a principled stand. You got to step away. So all you folks that believe in them, your job is right now to get on the horn and do what you're supposed to do and make them do right. Make them do right. Because all you got to do is say, here's what they don't believe. They don't believe that Democrats are going to vote for Republicans. And I agree with that. I believe the Democrats are not going to vote for Republicans either. But here's what you need to say to them that will scare them. You know what? I'm going to sit this one out. I'm not going to vote for either one of you. You have discouraged me so much that I am going to remove myself from the political process. What happens when Democrats remove themselves from the political process? That's the Democratic Party's greatest nightmare. So you need to call them. You can't. Don't threaten them with voting for Republicans, because they won't believe you. But they will believe you when you say, you know what? Bump all this. I'm sitting this one, next one out. I'm not going to make the phone calls. I'm not, because if your plan for this country as a Democrat is George Bush is bad, you've got no plan. And that's all there. You heard it yesterday. You heard that the plan is exposing how bad George Bush is. That's not a plan. That's the obvious. What's your plan? What are you going to do besides not be him? It's not enough. Because quite frankly, all you're doing is discouraging voters. You're not inspiring voters. You're saying that George W. Bush is the big bad boogeyman and we can't stop him. So tell me why I need to come over to your house. Tell me why I need to stand by you. You're telling me that this guy is the big bad boogeyman. I don't disagree. But then you're also telling me that you can't beat him. So why would I visit you at your house? You're too scared to do anything. I'm going to stay in my house and try to handle my own business. You need to call him. You need to call him. You need to call Barack Obama, 202-224-2854. This is unacceptable. You want Tim Johnson's number? He's the one that said he's going to support Alito. His number is 202-224-5842, 202-224-5842. Handle your business, because you know I'm going to handle mine. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. In the next hour, of course, we have Looking Black with Lynn Washington of the Philly Tribune. He is also the associate editor of BlackCommentator.com. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Mr. President, we don't buy it. A majority of Americans think the White House is bluffing when it comes to just how well it knows lobbyist Jack Abramoff. ABC's Jim Hickey has more in an ABC News poll on ethics and government.
The president says he doesn't know Jack Abramoff, but says he has met him.
I had my picture taken with him, evidently. I've had my picture taken with a lot of people.
And a lot of people want to know more about that picture, not just the media and not just Democrats. An ABC News poll finds 76% of Americans say the White House should disclose all contacts between the administration and the disgraced lobbyist. The poll finds even 65% of Republicans say that. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Gunfire today between Palestinians in Gaza 2 days after the election. Hamas won it, but some are wondering just how successful its government will be. Mideast analyst Shibli Telhami at the University of Maryland has his doubts.
They themselves are not prepared to govern. They thought they might have to play loyal opposition or perhaps be part of a government.
Hamas has no plans to abolish its military arm of the group. There's more debate over the debate. Seems the Senate can't decide when to vote on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito.
Among those pushing for a filibuster, Democrats John Kerry and Edward Kennedy. But Democratic leader Harry Reid told colleagues, "We've had adequate debate." And Reid offered no objection when the Republican leader filed papers to clear the way for a confirmation vote on Alito on Tuesday.
ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol. A high school student from Milton, Massachusetts has filed a federal civil rights complaint against a school. Doug Anglin says the disciplinary code is biased against boys.
This top-down trickle-effect philosophy, if you sit down, shut up, listen to what we have to say, you'll get good grades. And I think women react better to the system than men do because men are naturally more rebellious.
School officials say the system works. This is ABC News.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enroll today. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare prescription drug benefit plans. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone enrolled in Part B and entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Copayment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
Here they are, all the way from Liverpool.
Thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services Number, NASD and SIPC.
California has declared secondhand smoke a public health threat, no different than diesel exhaust, benzene, or arsenic. If you buy your smokes online, you could be out of luck.
Smoke that cigarette.
From Alabama to Wyoming, 33 attorneys general and Philip Morris USA are in agreement. The company will stop supplying cigarettes to illegal internet and other mail-order dealers. states are fuming over online cigarette sales because they make it easy for kids to get their hands on smokes. And online sales cheat the states out of millions in sales taxes. Almost a year ago, major credit card companies agreed to stop processing payments from internet retailers, and then DHL and UPS said they'd stop shipping the orders. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
It's a dream come true for a Seattle teenager who is fighting a rare form of cancer. Travis Britt is going to the Super Bowl. He says the team is just as excited.
The team needs a good luck charm like me. And since then, they won 13 out of 14 games.
It was arranged by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Pastor Friend Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, slow down in construction zones. That's the message from Illinois State Police spokesperson Ray Miner, who says accidents like the one Wednesday that killed six people on Interstate 57 can be avoided if people simply slow down in work zones.
So by all means, understand that, you know, things are taking place in the construction zone, workers are entering and leaving the roadway. So speed is the major thing to be concerned of, and as well as reducing any distractions that you have in your vehicle, cell phones and those type of things.
Jimmy Storm of Tennessee was killed Wednesday evening when his tractor-trailer struck a guardrail on southbound I-57 before crossing the highway and colliding with two other tractor-trailers and a pickup truck. The five people in the pickup were all killed. They have been identified as 43-year-old Raymond Ruzich, 8-year-old Jessica Ruzich, 11-year-old Ashley Ruzich, 29-year-old Shelley Bonney, and 10-year-old Kaylin Bonney. There is no word on what caused Storm to lose control of his truck. Police need the public's help in finding whoever is responsible for the death of a pony. Investigators say the body of a blonde-colored pony was found lying along Wanda Road, just north of New Pollock Road in Roxana, with a bag over his head around 7:30 Monday morning. The pathologic findings showed the pony died from a broken rib, which punctured a lung. Anyone with information is asked to call the Roxana Police at 618-254-2228. Finally this hour, the University of Missouri Columbia College of Engineering is preparing for an opening in China. The College of Engineering will open an environmental and energy technology office in March as a resource for Chinese professionals interested in advanced American technologies. Congressman Kenny Holshoff will be in Columbia today to present a Department of Commerce grant to help fund the new office. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 between 270 and Bates, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way to Clayton Warson looks good as well. Eastbound 70 from Mid River Small to Blanchett Bridge, nothing to report. Northbound 270 is bumper to bumper from 44 to Marshall. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170 looks good. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for slow volume going on there. Eastbound 40 at Brentwood and 170, look for heavy volume. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge, or westbound 64 at the 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge at Laclede's Landing looks good as well. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report on those approaches. Northbound Truman Boulevard at 8th Street, that's in Crystal City, the right lane is closed as they're working on a water main. Northbound US 67 at Meyer Road, look for an injury accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, winterize your car at a St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer. Radiator drain and fill, visual inspection, and battery check, all for $39.95. That's Toyota value. See dealer for details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy today, high in the upper 50s. This evening, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, rain and chance of thunderstorms are possible. High in the lower 50s. Saturday evening, rain likely in the evening. A chance of thunderstorms until early morning. Chance of rain after midnight. Low in the mid-40s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, near steady temps in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy conditions and 35 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 37 with the wind chill making it 31. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. Looking Black is up right after this. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the hour.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. We are trying to get our guest, Lynn Washington of the Philly Tribune, for Looking Black. So we will get to that in just a moment. This is something that just came over the net, over the news. Confirmation. This is Friday, today, this morning at 5 o'clock. Confirmation that Kerry wants to filibuster Alito. He's talking to his colleagues to round up the 41 votes that he needs. Three Democrats, as I reported in the last hour, Ben Nelson, Tim Johnson, and Robert Byrd support Alito. So right now, without the support of any Republicans, there's still a possibility of votes for a filibuster. There are four moderate Republicans that should be targeted: Lincoln Chafee, Susan Collins, Olympia Snowe, and Ted Stevens. Three Democrats, Mary Landrieu, Ken Salazar, and Dianne Feinstein, oppose Alito, but they said they also oppose a filibuster. Isn't that something? Dianne Feinstein from California opposes a filibuster. So we must persuade them that a vote against Alito is meaningless if they don't support a filibuster. The best way to support them would be for the Democratic leadership and five presidential candidates to save the Constitution and to find a way to get this done. This is outrageous. This is outrageous. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Lakeisha.
Hi, Miss Brown.
Turn your
you?
Radio down, please.
Okay, I cut it down. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, how do we get in touch with Senator Feinstein? You know, try to get leave some messages to support the filibuster, you know?
Here's a number that I can give you for Barack Obama, because he is not in support of the filibuster either. Word has it. 202-224-2854.
Okay.
Now, let me repeat that one more time, Lakeisha, please. 202-224-2854.
Okay, and how many senators do we need to support, you know, to...
We need 41.
41?
41 senators to break a, so that the filibuster could not be broken.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so
and,
much.
And you know what I would like for you to do, and I'd like for all of you out there that are out there calling, to call me back and let me know what you're being told.
Okay, so I did call already and leave a message on this machine. I left several messages, and I'm trying to get other people to call, you know, because this affects our country.
Yes,
you know?
It does. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And I have the number for Mary Landro, if you'd like that number as well. 202-224-9735. 202-224-9735. Olympia Snow's phone number is 202-224-1946. That's 202-224-1946. And Tim Johnson, also the Democrat, he needs to be persuaded, too. His number is 202-224-5842. 202-224-5842.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I just want to give you an opportunity, a couple of opportunities out here. Muhammad Mosque, number 28, presents the Minister Donna Farrakhan, the daughter of Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You saw her. You saw her introduce her father at the historic 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March. Come now and be blessed with a conscious, spirit-filled message Sunday, January 29th at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28, at 10 a.m. That's this Sunday, 10 a.m. Doors open at 9:30. It's free, 1408 North Kings Highway. If you want more information, you can call 367-9667, 367-9667. Come and listen to Minister Donna Farrakhan. She is the daughter of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and you don't want to miss this. That's this Sunday at 10 a.m. And then I'm asking you to put this on your calendar. There's a remarkable opportunity. A lot of you out there are entrepreneurs. A lot of you out there are inventors. Let's combine both of those things. We have this wonderful event that's taking place on Sunday, February the 5th. That's a week from this Sunday. We're going to have an inventor, Robert McGee. He's going to talk to us about these games that he has invented. Two games. First game is The Truth About the Matrix. How cool is that? Talking about the Matrix Uncovered, and it's a game. So not only will you have fun, but you'll be learning about all of the things that you need to know that your government doesn't want to tell you. He's invented this wonderful game, The Truth About the Matrix. You can meet and talk to Robert McGee. That's Sunday, February 5th, from 2 to 5 at the History Museum, Lyndall N. DeVolliver. You need to come. He's going to give a lecture on how to start your own business, how to be an entrepreneur, where do you go if you are an inventor out there? Or how do you touch that inner inventor spirit? You need to talk to Robert McGee. That's and listen to Robert McGee and talk to Robert McGee next Sunday, February 5th from 2 to 5. Or for more information, you can call 869-4222, 869-4222. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Jim.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, I just want to thank you for pushing that filibuster, because the minute you guys get that put together, they're going to call for the nuclear option, and we got the votes to beat it, and that'll be the end of this nonsense once and for all.
You're
doing a great job.
I know I am. Let the games begin. Let's do it. Let the games begin.
One thing, the Republicans are going to win. Alito's going to be in.
Let the games begin.
Even if it's 51 votes, kid.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin with that. And it's fascinating to me. It's fascinating to me that people are so comfortable with the culture of corruption. I'm not saying that the Democrats can do what needs to be done. But there are things that are going on in the United States government that are just that every American should really stand down. We have George W. Bush saying, "I don't know, Abramoff. I get my picture taken with lots of them." And 70% of the Americans out there that were surveyed, 70% said, "You a lie. And we want to know about, and we want to see all the pictures and all the information." 70% of Americans say, "You a lie." And what was that word that George W. Bush rode his stolen pony into the White House on? That's right, integrity. We're going to bring integrity. And 70% of Americans don't believe you. How's that integrity thing working out for you? Ain't that some stuff? The pleasure and the joy in Republicans saying, what we want to do is, we want to eliminate the tool that was put into our government to prevent the tyranny of the majority. When was the last time there was a filibuster on a Supreme Court nominee? And you going to whine and holler that this isn't right. We're going to do the nuclear. Let the games begin. Bring it on. Show me what you got. Show me what you got. Shoot. Let the games begin. Lock and load, baby. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Turn your radio down, Josephine.
I got it turned down.
All right, now.
Just a minute. I'll get it again. Have you ever heard of transposing a head from a body to another body?
Have I ever? I've seen horror movies that it's happened in.
Well, haven't you ever seen any actress whose head was taken from her body and transferred to another one in a picture?
I've seen that in pictures, yes.
Well, why are you accusing Mr. Bush of having all these pictures taken with that man when you don't know?
So you're saying that that the pictures that show George Bush standing next to Abramoff could be fakes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and who would be faking them?
Abramoff
faked the pictures? Okay, well, then you know what we need to do, Josephine? I think that that's a fair observation. You know what we need to do? George Bush needs to release the pictures so we can see if they're fakes or not, because there are all kinds of tests that will prove whether they're fakes or not, don't you think?
Well,
if you've got nothing to hide, Josephine, why don't you release the pictures and let the experts tell us the truth about it? Wouldn't you feel more comfortable?
Because he is the President of the United States, and we don't tell him what to do.
Well, then
he tells us what to do.
Well, Josephine, can you tell me something?
Certainly.
When did we move to Russia?
I don't think we ever moved to Russia.
If you're telling me that we, as the people that put the people, you put him in there, and you're saying you're supposed to shut up, sit down, and take what—that's not what a democracy is all about. Let me ask you something, Josephine. Do you remember? Did you take any American history when you were in school?
Yes, ma'am.
I went
to eighth grade. That's all I went.
Okay. Well, I'm sure in the education that you received, you heard about the people throwing the tea into the harbor.
Yes, ma'am.
And what? Why did they do that, Josephine?
It was revolt.
Okay, and revolt against who?
I guess against the government.
Okay, so would there be a United States of America if people didn't say, you know what, you can't tell me what to do? So at what point in our history are we supposed to say that the thing that made this country what it is something that we should never engage in again? When did it turn into a dictatorship, Josephine?
I don't think it ever turned into a dictatorship.
It is a dictatorship. It is a dictatorship, Josephine, if you're saying that American citizens who live in a democracy can never tell their government what to do. That's a dictatorship.
Miss Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
The thing about it is, you are rapping him all the time.
Yes,
you
I am.
You just go on
yes,
and
I do.
On and on.
Yes,
like
I do.
A magpie.
No, it's not a magpie. What it is it's information out there that people that don't have an opportunity to hear, because there are other networks out there that do nothing but be a cheerleader for a president. Let me ask you something, Josephine. Do you think that if somebody lies when they are in, when they have been elected into office, do you think that that person should be supported?
It has never been proven.
I'm not asking you whether it's he or she. I'm talking about any politician, Josephine. If any politician makes a habit of lying when they're in office, should that truth be brought forward that they lie?
I'd say it this way.
No, answer my question. Do you think that a politician who lies in office, that the truth that they are lying, should that be brought to the American people and let the American people judge whether they want to keep that elected official or not? Do you think so?
We are all liars in one way or another, Ms. Brown.
Don't talk about your family. Don't talk about your family on my show. Don't talk about your family. Because the fact of the matter is that you have, and it's a familiar argument. It's the same argument that I had with folks when George W. Bush was running for office, and I was riding him like he was a horse in a Kentucky Derby. He's an incompetent. He's an ex-cheerleader. He's a junkie. He's a failed businessman. He's dishonest. He has no connection to humanity. He doesn't feel the way that he sticks firecrackers up the behinds of frogs and blew them up when he was a child. He is disconnected from the human experience. He doesn't have passion. He doesn't have compassion. He has the inability to connect to the human experience. That's what I said then. That's what I said now. And when I said it then, people actually got on the phone and said something I've never heard people say before in my life. And I have to say, I have to admit that I was amazed. I was amazed. They said, you don't need experience to be the president of the United States. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some bunk? They had, in order to defend this man, they had to go to a place to say that the person that has to, that has their finger on the button, the nuclear button, doesn't have to have any experience. And then they went even any further. They went even further. They said, you don't have to be smart to be president. And that's what Josephine is saying just this now. Everybody's liars. Why should we care that the president of the United States lies to us? Everybody's a liar. No, I would submit that everybody has lied in their life. But everybody in the world is not a liar. And George Bush, it's not that George Bush, we're all human, of course. Did you take those apples? No, Mama, I didn't. Sure, people have lied. But that's what your parents are there for, to educate you and teach you. That's what your if you are in a religion, that's what religion teaches you. That isn't it one of the Ten Commandments? That's not what you're supposed to do. People make mistakes. I understand that. And people do dishonest things. I understand that. But does that person make it a lifestyle, as opposed to an aberration in their practices? And the reality is, the honesty is, the fact of the matter is George W. Bush isn't a liar from the human point of it. Yes, we have all lied. He is a liar by profession. He is a dishonest man. When George W. Bush looks you in the face and says, I don't know Abram Hoff, that's the same lie that Bill Clinton engaged in when he said, I did not have sex with that woman. Now, my question to you is, what has been the impact of George Bush's lie about Abram Hoff on your life? And what has been the impact of the lie, I don't know that woman, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? I'll tell you exactly what it is. Abram Hoff sat down with George W. Bush, crafted out a Medicaid prescription drug policy that has caused seniors in this country not to have their medicines, that have caused states in the United States to have to use their money to pay for prescription drug coverage for seniors, so that seniors aren't dying on the streets of America. I submit to you that there are seniors right now that are near death as a result of the plan that Abramoff put together with George W. Bush. How did Monica Lewinsky affect your life? Oh, that's right. Your children had to hear the word sex. in the discussion. 454-0400 is my phone number. Gary.
Liz, you're not having a real good morning there.
I'm having a great morning, darling. I'm having an outstanding morning.
Did you see where more and more of the Democrats are coming and saying, yes, we're going to vote for this judge nomination?
Actually, I've only seen three. I've seen three.
A couple more this morning.
No, there's only three, darling. There's Robert Byrd, there's Tim Johnson, and there's Ben Nelson. That's it, darling. And then,
isn't it
and
great?
Then, and
I mean,
then have you
going to be a vote Tuesday, right?
Well, we don't know that yet.
I think we don't know.
Well, you can guess that, but we don't know that there's going to be a vote. And here's the thing. If we're going to talk about the things that Democrats have been moving forward on, you need to also add into that conversation that we also have John Kerry and we also have Ted Kennedy saying that there is going to be a filibuster. That's new. And
look
that's
at who you're talking about, though. I mean, the scum of the, well, never mind that. But
yeah, because if we're going to start talking about scum, let's talk about all the indicted Republicans out there. Let's start there with indictments, okay?
Right.
If we want to talk about scum. You don't want to talk about
that? Who is actually going to put Mr. Alito in?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Who is going to actually put Mr. Alito in is us, the people that put a predominantly Republican Congress in place.
How proud you must be that you put...
I'm very proud.
And I think it's fascinating that you would be proud of a person that was part of an organization that said, I don't want people that look like your mother to be a part of...
He received a newsletter.
And he also put it on his job application, darling.
Okay.
Yeah, and he said he don't want your mama at Princeton. You must be so proud. We're taking a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is your five pack. Woo! That's how deep the partisan rabbit hole goes. A man who said his mama can't come to Princeton. You saying two thumbs up. And your daughter. And your sister. And your niece. You said, let him in. Congratulations. God must be so proud of you.
Like a natural man.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. North 555 between Bayless and Gravois. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270. Looks good. Eastbound 40 between Dallas and Big Bend. Traffic is lighter than normal. Eastbound 70 from 370 to River City Expressway. No problems there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44 all the way to Marshall Road. Westbound 270 at Riverview and New Florissant. Look for everything to be on the move. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and Mason Road. Look for very heavy volume going on. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 at 5570 Merge. Look for no problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleeds Landing. Look for everything to be flowing freely. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. And North Truman Boulevard at 8th Street. There's a water main break that's in Crystal City. Right lane is closed. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of the three delicious breakfast extra value meals like Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s. This evening, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain, low in the mid-40s. Saturday, rain and a chance of thunderstorms, high in the lower 50s. Saturday evening, rain likely, as well as a possibility of a thunderstorm after midnight. The low should be in the mid-40s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, near steady temps around the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 37. Wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 31. That's all under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
Listen to the Angels Watching broadcast, heard here on WGNU 920 AM each Saturday, time 4:30 PM, and each Sunday morning at 11 AM. Be blessed. Listen to Brother Steve Moore, Mr. Celebrity himself, on WGNU 920 each Saturday at 4:30 and each Sunday morning at 11 AM. Don't miss it.
Come on, knowing everything's going to be all right.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
It'll change everything you know about AM 920. It's coming to WGNU Monday, January 30th.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Informative. Educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young wife, stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. CJ.
Yes. You know, you're right. Everybody has told lies and delights, some more than others. But let's talk about some liars. George Bush and his administration, James Fry, who wrote this phony book. And, you know, Liz, it really boils down to one question. What is their motive? And it sure isn't to help people.
And say that again. What is, I didn't hear that.
What is their motive?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and also, CJ, we need to talk about the culture of corruption in the White House. We need to talk about what that means to everyday people. The culture of corruption has caused seniors to suffer with this fake Medicaid plan that is all about advantages to the pharmaceutical industry.
Exactly.
We have an administration. George Bush has said that it is okay to test pesticides on pregnant women and children. Why? Because that's a nod to the that pesticide industry. We can talk all day long on the advantages that that big business, that special interest, that cronies. We can talk about Brownie. We can talk about Halliburton. We can talk about the fact that big. Can I share something really quick with you?
Yes.
That kind of to me explains everything, or is a great example of how this administration is all about making certain that their friends make money. Pat Robertson, you know Pat Robertson, who's called for the murder of Hugo Chavez. Pat Robertson's organization, when George Bush launched his faith-based initiative in 2002 to funnel federal money to religious groups, Pat Robertson's group went from the annual revenue of that organization went from $108,000 to $14.4 million.
Right. I mean, I don't see one thing that the Bush administration does that's for a good motive. It's for bad motives. You might say that they're for good, but they're not. It's for a bad motive. So that's what you have to ask yourself. What is the real reason why he does these things? Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, CJ. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mary.
You know, hello, Liz. Liz, you know, people forget so quickly. You remember when Gore asked Bush what he's going to do about the Far East, he said, I don't know, but I'm going to get the people around me who do know. And then they started picking all the people from Daddy's cabin, and he said, well, I'm getting the people I trust. And, you know, I picked another thing, too. When he fell off their couch, how they covered it up. You know, they had a party that night before he fell off their couch, and he went to sleep on the couch. And they just pressed and woke up with a hangover and was drunk. They squished it in a minute. They didn't want that to get out. But I've seen him when he told the man from Mexico that he's opening the border. And they said they're giving him a little time. He's got a wall coming on, but he's going to keep this word. He's not going to nig on this promise. And thereafter, they've been here twice. And they said, we are North America, same as Canada is. So he told them he would open the border.
Thanks
now
for your call.
Now everybody's saying he didn't say it.
Thanks for your call, Mary. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
This new drug program is a nightmare, Liz, and I hope all 42 million beneficiaries go to the polls and give their verdict on this nightmare. But it's clear what they're trying to do. They are trying to go back pre-FDR, when two-thirds of the American people were in poverty. There were no social programs, no unions, no minimum wage, no retirement, nothing. And yet, Liz, and they can't explain it, the whole system came crashing down. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. The fact of the matter is that we see this stuff. And people want to embrace a culture of corruption. People want to say that up is down, down is up. The reality is that America is not safer as a result of George W. Bush. We have lost more liberties in the short few minutes that this man has been in the White House than at any other point in our history. We have seniors that are suffering. We have young people that can't go to college. We have the corruption that is, they are so bold and so brazen with their stuff that they had an organization called the K Street Project, where Republican lawmakers have presented lists of job openings to lobbyists, to tell lobbyists to hire Republicans over Democrats. And they did it on K Street. They did it in Washington, D.C. They are so foul, so wicked, so corrupt that they believe that they are invincible. And when you hear pathetic people, when you hear seniors calling in who have been the target of this administration defending this man, When you hear other people, white males, calling in and defending this man when neither one of you have anything coming from this man. They have an organization called the K Street Project that they opened up. They weren't shamed. Not only are they corrupt, they're not shamed by their corruption. And a shameless thief, a shameless liar, a shameless person is one of the most dangerous types of people that exists. Because that means that they will do anything and everything. Shame stops a lot of folks from doing some stuff. I ain't gonna bring dishonor to my mama or my daddy with my crazy behavior like this. I'm not gonna do it. I am not going to do it. These people have no breaks. Shame breaks us, makes us stop, makes us not do bad things. Pride makes us not do bad. A sense of a moral compass keeps us from not doing bad things. We're at a place that our history has never been. We have the head of the majority party, the Senate Majority Leader, Bill Frist, under investigation for thievery. We have the former majority leader of the House indicted. We had Republicans that have been indicted for corruption. They got 18th century commodes. They lived on boats called the Dukester. And they took millions of dollars from lobbyists. These are Republicans. This is the culture of corruption. And they've said that the type of Supreme Court justice that they want in office is a Supreme Court justice that says that the executive branch governs over Congress. That we, in effect, have a king as opposed to a democracy. They've said that they want a person sitting in the highest court in the land for the rest of his life, a person who believes that white women should not go to Princeton. That black people should not go to Princeton. They defend this person. They defend a person who lied to their face and said, I don't remember that I put on my job application when I was a practicing attorney at 36 years old. When you show me my application, I say that I was a member of this club. I don't remember that. And there's an excuse for this man that's foul beyond description. It's a culture of corruption that whose roots are so deep that the only thing to solve this is to get rid of all of them. Liars, thieves, and crooks. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Zurich. The president of Soviet Georgia has cut short his attendance at the World Economic Forum because of an escalating energy crisis in his country. Explosions damaged electricity feeds and natural gas supplies coming into Georgia from Russia over the weekend, and the country has just about exhausted its reserves of both. Schools have now been closed, and electricity is only being provided to hospitals and water pumping stations. This is taking place at a time when some of the coldest temperatures in the last 30 years are being reported across the nation. The Prime Minister says Russia has not made good on a promise to increase gas supplies to fill the gap created by the pipeline damage. And Dateline Baghdad. The American military denies there is any connection between the release of five female detainees in Iraq yesterday and the demands of those holding journalist Jill Carroll. The females were taken to the home of a senior Sunni Arab politician in Baghdad and reunited with their families. They were part of a group of 400 who were supposed to be released after a review panel decided there was no need to keep them in custody. Reporter Jill Carroll was abducted on January 7th, and her captors said if all female prisoners were not released, she would be executed as of last Friday. There has not been any word about her all of this week. There is some speculation that American officials deliberately delayed the release so it would not look like they gave in to those demands. This is your wake-up call global news update brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, scented candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, scented candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
It's the biggest change at WGNU in 30 years. And it's coming Monday, January 30th.
Hello, this is Alfred Gurley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Courage and wisdom is inside of me.
knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom, it's inside of you. This is Liz Brown. It's inside of me. NDIRE said it's so it makes it so. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Mildred, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Did you make your phone calls?
No, I wrote letters.
Okay, make some phone calls because letters aren't quick enough right now.
I wrote my letter last week.
I understand.
Okay, Liz, George Bush is a profound liar, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
He always has been.
Mm-hmm.
I have despised this man since 2001 when he came into the so-called presidency. And I had good reason, because I used to see the documentaries that he and Karl Rove pulled on other politicians. They were dirty things that they would do to them. And then for someone to pick someone like George Bush to be this president, George Bush is nothing more than a foot soldier and a messenger for Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and others of the neocons. That's all he is. But he has the greatest disastrous impact upon our livelihood. The man ought to be impeached as soon as possible because he has trumped over all parts of the Constitution and the impeachment clause. And anybody who sits here and says he's not a liar, they themselves are profound liars. Thank you, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Bill, good morning.
Yes, with Mr. Abramhoff, from what I've read in the last 4 or 5 or 6 months, this man was real close to the Israeli lobby in D.C. He was dealing with the Israeli government. And do you think there will be an investigation by the United States government on what this man, who was privy to in the halls of Congress and the White House, and how he negotiated and talked to the Israeli government? Wouldn't that be like treason or spying?
Could be. Don't know enough about it.
You know, to squash all of that?
No.
The thing that comes to mind, Ms. Brown, is the harm that Jonathan Pollard done to this country in the name of Israel. The spy?
It doesn't matter who it's in the name of. It matters whether the spying took place.
Okay.
And the fact of the matter is that an investigation or a plea that was copped by Abramhoff does not negate, does not deny, does not preclude an investigation into that issue as well. And I agree with you, because this man is such a crook. This man is such a thief. This man is such a criminal. You have to investigate everything. Everything
right,
he touched.
Right.
Everything
he
that he touched.
Aligned with the apartheid regime in South Africa.
Okay.
This man dealt with every piece of dope in the Western world.
Thanks for your call.
Sure.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Joe on a cell phone.
Well, how you doing, Liz? You
I'm
sound good there.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I don't understand. You know, a lot of people think that George Bush is God. That's actually what they think.
How scary
they
is
think-
that?
That he can do anything and not be questioned at all, period.
How scary is that?
That's real scary.
All right, now. I'm watching this television show called Lost. It's my favorite show. It's wonderful. And it's a battle of, I'm not sure if it's a battle of good and evil, but it's a battle between two groups of people, one unknown and one known. And there was a line from the previews for next week's show that I think really, really encapsulates where the Democratic political party is right now. There was a line from one of the characters, and she said, you know what? You all aren't scared enough of the others, and you're complacent because you're not scared enough of what the others can do to you. And that's where the Democratic party is right now, that they're not scared enough of them to do what they need to do. And I got to roll. Thank you, Joe.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, now, 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz,
yes.
They were right about it. But let's go back there and check those pictures Bill Clinton stained dresses. if they don't think those pictures, they think it was dark. Let's check Bill Clinton's thing and his dress and everything. Maybe it belonged to one of the, maybe it belonged to Bush or something to him.
The fact of the matter is that the dress was real. The dress is.
Yes, I know that.
But, and what I'm saying is, I don't want to make that comparison. I want to say that that was real. And the fact of the matter is that the American people deserve to know if the person that's sitting in the White House in the seat of the president is cavorting with crooks and criminals.
Right.
We need to know that.
I agree with you.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz, do you think if Mr. Alito is confirmed that the unborn babies, there'll be fewer of them murdered in the womb?
I don't know, because George Bush is going to negate that with his decision to allow pesticide companies to experiment on babies in their mothers' wombs. So I think it's going to be a wash.
Right.
I think it's going to be a wash, Michelle. Don't you? Daryl, you're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Ariel Sharon, where is he at? Help me with that. They closed that up.
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. I'm Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour. And don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, Healthy Futures, and it's our cooking show. It's our food preparation show. We're going to have some of you who volunteered to come in and be taste testers. We're going to do that in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Muslim call to prayer this morning in Bethlehem at a volatile time for the Palestinians. Their government is now controlled by Hamas, and Israel is beginning to dig in its heels. More from ABC's Wilf Dinick in Jerusalem.
Acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is really picking up off where Sharon left off, and that is the idea, widely speculated here, that Ehud Olmert at some point will offer a unilateral package to the international community, sort of take it or leave it. Offer to the Palestinians on some final borders with Israel, and that will set the tone of perhaps how Hamas will react.
There was gunfire today between the Palestinians and Gaza. President Bush wants the Supreme Court nominee, Samuel Alito, confirmed by the time he gives the State of the Union address. That's Tuesday. And as far as Senate Republican leader Bill Frist is concerned, they'll do it.
I can say, not with absolute certainty, but with as much certainty as you can get around this place, that on Tuesday, Judge Alito will get that fair up or down vote.
But some Democrats are saying if they're pushed, they'll filibuster. An ABC News poll finds most Americans think the White House isn't being completely honest about its relationship with a disgraced former lobbyist. More from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
President Bush may dismiss the significance of those handshakes and snapshots with lobbyist Jack Abramoff, but 76% of those polled by ABC News say the pictures and all meetings with him at the White House should be divulged. The poll illuminates widespread skepticism about ethics in Washington, and 43% say standards have lowered during the Bush years. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
More heartache for the Florida family that lost 7 children this week in a car crash. The kid's grandfather had a fatal heart attack when he learned the news. This is ABC News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a Luna Madrid.
Thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick?
beat yourself up or put yourself down. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
On eBay, a hot dog a Seattle area couple bought at last week's NFC Championship game, the one that sent the Seahawks to the Super Bowl. And owner Stacy Hutari is hoping that the hawk dog, as they're calling it, will pay for her and her husband's trip there.
Detroit, that's just all we've got going for us right now is just Detroit. How awesome would that be?
And believe it or not, the bidding so far is almost $6,000. Talk about greedy.
Can you have seconds on the house at that diner in Springfield, Oregon? Only if you've got a gun. But police say in Clayton Tiemann's case, his larcenous Oliver Twist bit just got him injured. In a figure of speech come painfully to life. Cops say Tiemann robbed the diner clerk at gunpoint, left, then came back to the same clerk saying he wanted more, saying he was upset at the amount of dough that he got the first time. Police say as Tiemann left the diner, he ran through the parking lot, fired several rounds from a handgun, and shot himself in the foot. They don't know why. They suspect methamphetamine. Tiemann was taken to the hospital and arrested. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Tanker Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a suspect faces charges in a nearly 5-year-old arson case in Alton. 26-year-old Shane Reese of Wood River was charged with arson yesterday in a 2001 fire that destroyed one Alton business and damaged another. Reese allegedly set a dumpster on fire near the Williams Office Products building in April of 2001. Williams Office Products was destroyed, and the nearby Alton Refrigeration Company suffered heavy damage. A firefighter was injured in the blaze when his leg fell through a roof. Reese was arrested yesterday and is being held on $100,000 bond. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is unveiling an initiative that he says would generate extra funds for higher education institutions. The Lewis and Clark Discovery Initiative would provide up to $425 million for those institutions by turning the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority into a public-private partnership. Blunt says the plan is a step forward to maximize the state's potential and resources.
We will be able to improve and expand education opportunities, keep our best and brightest here in Missouri, and grow Missouri's economy by creating the kinds of jobs that we all want to bring to our state.
The initiative would provide about $300 million for capital improvements at state universities, $100 million for an endowed scholarship fund, $5 million to attract and retain life science companies, and $20 million to create endowed professorships for Missouri research scientists. The plan is expected to create an average of nearly 5,000 new jobs. Finally this hour, the St. Louis Auto Show is in town. Producer Brian Sullivan says this year's show includes 600 of the latest 2006 and 2007 vehicles, as well as cars of the future like the $4 million Chrysler Imperial that has all the controls in the steering wheel of the car. This year's auto show will also include the Toyota Off-Road Adventure, as well as a performance by American Idol contestant Nico Smith. The show runs through Sunday at America's Center. For more information on hours and admission, log on to www.stlewisautoshow.com. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Mr. Clean Premium Windshield Wash. Before the next winter storm hits, try Mr. Clean Premium Windshield Wash. The advanced formula will keep your windshield clean all year long and protects up to minus 30 degrees when you need it most. Try Mr. Clean Windshield Wash today. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by WWE Royal Rumble. Northbound 55 on the ramp to Memorial Drive. Look for an accident. The right shoulder is blocked. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall. There's an accident cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic jams at Gravois. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Spady. Look for an accident on the right shoulder. Traffic jams all the way up at 270. eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. An accident reported involving a vehicle that is off the roadway. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44. Normal traffic there. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 270 between Chain Rocks Bridge and Washington Elizabeth looks good. Eastbound 70 at 79, traffic is easing this hour. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split, look for normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleves Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 under the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is on the move. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by WWE Royal Rumble. Don't miss the WWE Royal Rumble this Sunday at 7 p.m. Televised locally by Charter Communications. Order with your digital remote or call 1-888-GET-CHARTER for more information. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy. High in the upper 50s. This evening, mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of rain with a low in mid-40s. Saturday, rain and a chance of thunderstorms. The high in the lower 50s. Saturday evening, rain likely in the evening and a possible thunderstorm after midnight with a low around the mid-40s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy. Near steady temps will remain in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38 under mostly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the below made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I stand?
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. A couple of bookkeeping matters. Don't forget, this Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28, you have an opportunity to hear the daughter of Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're talking about Minister Donna Farrakhan. You saw her introduce her father at the historic 10th anniversary commemoration of the Million Man March. Come and be blessed with a conscious, a spirit-filled message. That's this Sunday, and it's free. It's free. You wanted something to do this Sunday? Want to take your family to hear something, to see something, to be part of something historic? Go on down to the Muhammad Mosque at 10 a.m. That's 1408 North Kings Highway. The number for more information is 367-9667. That's 367-9667. Come and hear Minister Donna Farrakhan. That's this Sunday at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28. Free, 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 free. Don't get any better than that. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call, and another free, wonderful event for you on Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. You want to learn how to be an entrepreneur? Are you an inventor out there? You want to know how to take that next step to get to that next place, to get to that place where your business just explodes? You need to hear Robert McGee talk about how to get it done. And he's also going to show you one of his games that he has invented, The Truth About the Matrix. And he also has another wonderful game for children to teach them as well. How can I start my own business? Why you need to have your own business. And given the fact that businesses don't even have pension plans anymore. Too many big businesses don't even have pension plans anymore. And I ain't ashamed of not having pension plans. Now is the time to know, to learn, to figure out how to start your own business. And Robert McGee is the man you need to talk to. You need to come to the History Museum. That's at Lindell and DeBolivar on Sunday, next Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. For additional information, for more information, 869-4222. This game is so cool. We're going to have him on the show on Friday, next Friday, tell you about the game, but you need to put this on your calendar. The man to tell you why you need to start your own business. The man that will tell you how to take the next step as an inventor. The man who's going to show you a game that he invented, a very successful game, The Truth About the Matrix. Sunday, February the 5th from 2 to 5. Be there. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You know, Lord, we have so much stuff to talk about. Lord, we have so much stuff to talk about. Lord, 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 we have so much stuff to talk about. I woke up this morning angry, 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 angry. As I was laying in my bed, listening to the news stories coming out. That low-down, rotten Klansman, Senator Robert Byrd, who spoke on the floor. This is why this is so galling. This is why somebody wrote me an email a few weeks ago, about Liz, you're just so angry about stuff. And I wrote him back and I said, yeah, I am. Aren't you? The fact of the matter is that if you ain't mad, you don't know what's going on. And there are some people out there that will talk some sweet smack to themselves. And I think partly because some people have been so broke down that when somebody's kicking them, they don't feel it. I think some people are so distracted that when somebody's kicking them, they don't have time to deal with it. And I think that there are some people that, quite frankly, that are too frightened to be scared. Figure that one out. They're too frightened to be scared. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can write that one down and put it on a T-shirt. Some folks are too frightened to be scared. And the fact of the matter is that if you are in that category, you're not mad. Because you don't understand, you don't see, you don't feel what is at risk. And some people, quite frankly, no offense, but some people out there are too stupid to be mad. You don't know enough to be mad. You know? I mean, the fact of the matter is that we are being assaulted on every level. George W. Bush has said it is okay for pesticide companies to experiment on pregnant women. I thought life was sacrosanct. I thought life was the ultimate thing. I thought that the pro-life thing was the line that was impenetrable. You couldn't cross over this line. That is the line in the sand. Life. And George W. Bush has said it's okay to experiment with pesticides. Pregnant women can go suck on a can of Raid. That's what he's saying. That's what our nation stands for. That's what the FDA does, is give the opportunity to pesticide companies to experiment on pregnant women. We need bigger words to describe the stuff that's going down. We need huge words to discuss the stuff that's going down. John Alito, Sam Alito is sitting in the place to be confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. Robert Byrd, former Klansman, has said, and I quote, "I trust this man. I trust him. He wrote me a letter, and I trust him. To be an honorable man." Kiss my grits. The man lied to your face. He lied in front of his children. He lied in front of his wife. I mean, I want you to feel this. What kind of evilness? What kind of badness? Okay, if you're not comfortable with the word evil, what manner of man would lie in front of his wife and children? And is that the type of man that should be on the United States Supreme Court? He lied when he said, "I don't remember putting on an application when I was 35 years old." He's only 55. "When I wanted to get a job with Ronald Reagan, that put on there that I'm a proud member of a club that whose sole reason for creation was to keep black people and women out of Princeton." And he said in front of his wife, maybe that's why his wife was crying. Oh, man, I didn't know he was that much of a liar. Maybe that's why she was crying. He lied in front of his children and his wife and said he didn't remember. That you are a lie. He lied and said he wasn't a member. You are a lie. You're a lie. And this is a man who said it's okay to strip search 10-year-old babies. And that was a dissenting opinion. Everybody else said, "Are you out your mind? This is the man that they want to give a job promotion to." Senator Byrd said, I believe you. I believe him. Yeah, I guess one racist to another. Y'all give yourself the secret Klan's handshake when you walked up in there? Maybe when you went and took a steam at the Senate bathhouse. You know, he showed you his Klan tattoo and you showed him yours. I don't know. What other explanation could there be for a man to say, "I believe a liar"? John Kerry has said he's going to filibuster this. I hope he's not a liar. I hope he does what he says he's going to do. Ted Kennedy said he's going to filibuster this. You know who you need to call? You need to call Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama, it's been told, I haven't confirmed this, word on the street, word on the grapevine, word out there is, Barack Obama saying, this is not a good strategy to filibuster. Kiss my grits once again. Kiss my grits. Check it out. It's possible that a filibuster is doable. Kerry wants to filibuster him, so they say. He's talking to his colleagues to round up the 41 votes that he needs. Three Democrats, Ben Nelson, Tim Johnson, and Robert Byrd, famous former Klan's member, support Alito. So right now, without the support of any Republicans, they still are 42 votes possible for a filibuster. There are four moderate Republicans who should be targeted: Lincoln Chafee, Susan Collins, Olympia Snowe, Ted Stevens. Three Democrats, Mary Landrieu, Ken Salser, and Dianne Feinstein. Ain't that a blip? Dianne Feinstein even down with a, is not even down with a filibuster. They oppose. See what these people are going to try to play, and they think we're stupid. They're going to say, well, I voted against him. Isn't that enough? Doesn't that say that I stand? Doesn't that say I speak truth to power? No, it doesn't. It's a gimme you're going to vote against him. You need to do your job. You need to do your job. The best way to persuade them would be for Chuck Schumer, Pat Leahy, and five presidential candidates, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Feingold, Joe Biden, and Evan Bow, to support an emergency, save the Constitution Committee, and enlist the support of everybody to get this filibuster done. Emergency, save the Constitution Committee. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You got to step out on faith. If you're doing the right thing, ain't no worry. Mon, there no worry. No worry, Mon. No worry. If you step out on faith, if you do the right thing, no worry, Mon. No worry. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
When are these people going to realize that 52% of the voting Americans love liars?
Wait a minute. There's a poll that came out today. 70% of the people in America said, I don't believe George Bush when he says, I didn't know Abramoff and I want to know more.
That's not the ones that voted.
I understand. But I understand. I'm going to see how this played out. You're right. That 52 said at that time, I want to see how this plays out.
They love liars, Liz. And,
right.
You know, we can pull the wool off of these people's eyes. We can open their eyes up. If somebody would just go and make the government give us those tapes that the FBI confiscated in Washington, D.C., of the airplane hitting the Pentagon. I'd like to see those, Liz. I wish somebody would go out there and make these people show us those videos that they confiscated so I can see an airplane that hit this Pentagon.
What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to live an additional 50 years, and then you'll see the tapes. So you got the time? You got the time? You'll see them. You'll see it.
You know what? It will be worth it.
Just plug me up. Just plug me up. I want to be here. Just plug me up. All right now.
Hi, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone. Yes, you're on the wake-up call. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. I hear the noise. Going once. Going twice. You're out of here. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, huh? BillingsGazette.com. That would be from Billings, Montana. Diehard Democrat critics of what Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito threatened to block a vote on his confirmation, and the Republicans countered with a move designed to ensure his approval by early next week. Huh. It's time to establish an endpoint, said soon-to-be-indicted Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. I added that. Garfone.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, you know, I was listening to you earlier about saying there was no shame in their game and what they were doing. And, you got to do is go back a few years. Do you remember when they was doing the lynching and they were having picnics and eating chicken and laughing and frolicking in the park? I don't know if you remember those days or not.
I'm not old enough to remember those days, but I know what you're talking about.
You know, I mean, you got a man hanging there, you know, by his neck bleeding and everybody just laughing and playing. And just, that type of mindset where there's no shame, That's what we're dealing with right now. Except for they're not actually lynching the people, but they found other ways to get the job done. That's what they're doing. You know, so they would rather go Republican as long as it's got anything to do against people of skin color, they will go Republican. So it doesn't matter what the Republicans do, you know, so that, they can do no wrong at this point.
Let us see. I think that people need to find, I understand your historical analysis. I understand your conclusions that you have drawn. The fact of the matter is that every one of us out here, though, we are here to resist that type of wicked, lawless, criminal, racist worldview. Our job is to resist that. We're supposed to be making the phone calls. We're supposed to be demanding that they do right. That's our job.
You're right.
And we got to be on our job.
100% right, and that's what we got to do.
That's fact.
But you know what? I tell you what, it's not going to go away, but we're going to be there fighting the whole time.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
All I'm saying is just bring your lunch. It's going to be a battle.
I may be bloody, but I ain't bowed.
That's right.
I ain't bowed.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right now. Make some phone calls. Make some phone calls today.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to call. You need to call these clowns. Mary Landrieu's number is 202-224-5824, 202-224-5824. You need to call them. You need to call Olympia Snow and tell her that you want a filibuster. You tell Mary Landrieu what you mean you're undecided on a filibuster. Mary Landrieu's number again, 202-224-5824. Susan Collins, I'm sorry, Olympia Snow's number, 202-224-1946. You need to handle your business. Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, Pat.
You're Pat. I'm Liz.
Oh, okay. How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Reason I was calling in, I was just wondering and thinking to myself, how can the government cut your Medicaid and then turn around and cut your income too?
Well, you know, Pat, I think you need to be fair. I think the fact of the matter is, how do you pay for over $1 billion a week war without taking stuff from the citizens? That's why they're doing it. That's how come. Because they're paying for this occupation and assault on Iraq. And handouts to special interests like Halliburton, handout to incompetence like, you know, do you know that Brownie is still getting paid?
No.
Yeah, he's still getting a check. So that's where your money going. Are you clear now, Pat?
Yeah, I'm clear.
All right now.
This is a young government, and he's doing this. He don't know nothing about nothing.
Mm. All right. Thanks for your call, Pat.
All right.
The man child. She's talking about the man child. I'm Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We're taking a break thing here. Don't forget, in the next hour, Healthy Futures. And it's our end of the month, last Friday of the month. That means that we're going to be doing some food preparations, cooking class. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
This is a message to all those who've been trying of a hill on that ladder of success.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Northbound 270 between 17 and 44, stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. It's on the right shoulder. Eastbound 40 between Ballast. Look for a disabled truck in the traffic lane, and traffic slows to near 270. Eastbound 70 at Cypress, all roadways are reopened after a stall has been cleared to the shoulder. Northbound 55 between River de Pere and Lafayette, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 between Merrimack River and 270, look for slow traffic in the right lane due to an earlier accident at northbound 270 after 44. Eastbound 40 at Brentwood and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there. westbound 270 from Chain Rocks Bridge all the way into West Florida. And look for no problems to report. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 onto the Popworth Street Bridge is returned back to normal. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy today, high in the upper 50s. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, rain and a chance of thunderstorms, a high in the lower 50s. Saturday evening, rain likely. Thunderstorms are possible after midnight with a low in the mid-40s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy and near steady temps in the mid-40s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 40 degrees under cloudy conditions. Lambert Field is reporting 40 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Talk radio that discusses what matters most to you. It's coming to AM 920, Monday, January 30th.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Father, stop. Criticize. Your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone. Don't you see that's what's wrong with the world today? Everybody wants somebody to be their own.
Everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay. Go ahead, tell it. Tell that story. 454-0400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We've got something special starting on Thursday. Something special starting on the wake-up call on Thursday. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock in the morning. Something very special starting on Thursday, and you're going to hear about it starting Monday. How's that for a tease? You're going to hear about it starting Monday. You will want to set your clock, set your time, set your to Thursday mornings here on the Wake Up Call at 7 a.m. My goodness gracious, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. So you'll start hearing about it on Monday morning. Yes, you will. 454-0400 is my phone number. And if you've missed an hour, here's what I would recommend that you do. If you want to get fired up, if you want to get on your phones, if you need a little bit of oomph, if what I'm giving you is not enough oomph, I don't know how that could be, but it may be. Not enough oomph to get on your phone to holler at these Democrats out here and tell them to filibuster until they can't filibuster no more. Samuel Alito, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. Listen to my interview from the, when was that, the 9 o'clock hour yesterday, Howard? Was that the 9 o'clock hour? With Mary Beth Cahill, was that her name? She's the former director of the John Kerry presidential campaign. That will inspire you to know that, oh, we got to do the heavy lifting. Oh, it's our job. Because they don't get it. The Democrats don't understand that. Don't understand that. Now we're hearing drum beats out there. I'm hearing the drum beats out there that John Kerry is talking. He called from Europe, where he was on some kind of World Economic Council meeting thing. Oh, we're filibustering Alito. Now, what's fascinating is that the news reports that you're hearing on other news stations, Republicans have it sewed up. Three more Democrats have come on board. It's done. It's done. President George Bush is going to get what he wants on his State of the Union. How? You think that should be a long speech? Okay, we're screwed here. We're screwed here. We're screwed here. That's a long speech. But do you think that the Democrats should give George Bush a free pass on that day? But the news that you're hearing is that he's going to get a free pass on that day. It's your job, it's our job, to get on the horn and start hollering at these Democrats. Mary Landrieu says she doesn't know that she believes in a filibuster. Her number is 202-224-9735. You need to call her and change her mind. That's what you need to do. She says she don't know. She don't know. And Barack Obama, been on the cover of every black magazine that I know of. Some magazines I think were just created so that they could put his picture on the front page of it. He's with us. He's with us. Word on the street is that Barack Obama is saying it's not the right strategy for a filibuster. Shut up and sit down. You don't know enough to have an opinion. You've been there for 50. Shut up and sit down. And get out the way of what needs to be done. What the heck? What do you mean? Your people have died fighting. And you're going to say fighting ain't a strategy that you engage in. A strategy for what? What's your strategy? To win the hearts and minds of the American people, and you're saying that fighting and showing people that you are going to fight for their issues doesn't win their hearts and minds, huh? Here's what John Kerry said in opposing Judge Alito. He said, Bush has had the opportunity to nominate someone who would unite the country in a time of extreme divisiveness. He chose not to do it. That's his right. But that he didn't, and how this nomination happened, tells us a great deal about this presidency and how the how politics is driving this process. Under fire from conservative base for nominating Harriet Myers, Bush did not consult with members of the Senate as required by the Constitution. He gave no to what American people really wanted or needed. Instead, he made this nomination about his political base. He made it about an ideological shift on the court. He made it about the unassailable conservative credentials and an unimpeachable conservative judicial philosophy. If you need proof, just look at the response of Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is as inflammatory and as conservative as anybody in the country. She makes her living through character assassination. She denounced the nomination of John Roberts. She attacked the nomination of Harriet Myers. And she celebrated the nomination of Samuel Alito, stating that Bush gave the Democrats a right hook with this stunningly qualified nominee. This from a woman who said Republicans need to nominate a person who wakes up every morning chortling about how much his latest opinion will tick off the left. Y'all need to call your boy, Barack Obama. You need to call your boy. And you need to tell him, what do you mean the strategy is not to fight right now? What do you mean? What do you mean? That the strategy is not to fight right now. You need to tell him to get up off his high horse. You know, I think one of the things I think that happens, I think that there's seduction going on up there on the Hill. I'm not talking about Monica Lewinsky type of seduction. I'm talking about the seduction of power. I'm talking about they get, what's the word? How would the kids say it? They get all swolled up when they become a member of the United States Senate. They think their stuff don't smell. And they walk around like they're hoity-toity folks, and they talk about that there's a certain type of the certain type of decorum that we're supposed to conduct ourselves in. We're all that in a bag of chips, and we don't really want to get down in we don't want to descend to the cellar. We don't want to be down there with your folks and fight. We don't do that. We discuss. We compromise, and then we come to a conclusion that is acceptable to all parties. Well, you know what? The Republicans didn't get that dang memo. They said, we're going to take your stuff, then we're going to your mama's house and take her stuff too. And this ain't about being polite. If you want to roll with the polite rules, all right. Every coward has an excuse for their cowardice. Yours is that you're polite. But we taking your stuff. We taking your stuff. What happens when people get all swolled up and think that they're invincible and part of an elite club? I'm going to tell you what happens when I talk to you about what happened to Oprah when I come back. I'm Liz Brown. Oh, you didn't see that segue coming, did you? You didn't see that segue coming. I'll be back. Stay with me. Vale. ¿Dónde vas?
¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas,
muchacha?
¿Para dónde vas?
Oye, mujer.
¿Para dónde vas?
Dime.
¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas?
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, no me quedo atrás. Porque quiero amarte más y más.
This global news report is brought to you by attorney Albert Walton, helping people get paid for over 25 years. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Tehran. The president of Iran has announced that his country is producing a line of midget submarines that will strengthen the capabilities of the Iranian Navy. He says that the use of the subs, as well as those of the other sea and land forces, will be to maintain peace and stability in the Persian Gulf region. Defense Minister Mostafa Najjar says Iran's defense capabilities will not permit any external force to create a situation that will lead to insecurity in the region. And a Dateline Washington. The Washington Post is reporting that the Bush administration wants to expand its nuclear energy program both inside the U.S. and abroad. The plan calls for accepting spent fuel from the reactors of other countries and then reprocessing it for American use. The plan is called the Global Nuclear Energy Partnership. Money is going to be provided to develop technologies that will allow the spent fuel to be used for other than weaponry. This is a major departure from past American policy, and members of the Bush administration have been split on this issue. However, some consensus has apparently been reached, but it's not going to be mentioned next week as part of the State of the Union address. Part of the reason is that it will be costly, somewhere in the billions of dollars, and will draw upon unproven research. The dissenters say Americans may not be ready to accept the notion of taking in dangerous material from other countries when the United States has trouble getting rid of its own nuclear waste. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
When you've been hurt in an accident, there are many things to consider. Doctor's bills, time lost from work, medical costs, ongoing injuries, pain and suffering. For over 25 years, attorney Albert Walton has helped people get paid for their property, paid for their pain and suffering, paid for their loss. Before you talk to anyone, call 314-388-3400. That's 388-3400 and talk to attorney Albert Walton for free. If you've been hurt, let attorney Albert Walton's knowledge and experience help you get paid. 314-388-3400.
Radio is a very effective means of communication. Right now, thousands of people are hearing this message. Those same people could be hearing your message on WGNU right now. And each person who hears your ad is a potential customer. Is your business really strong enough that it can afford to pass up that many potential clients? To find out how affordable advertising on WGNU can help your business, call sales manager Brian Kay during regular business hours at 314-454-6660.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton. 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Hello, my friend. This is Minister Ernest Greenlee inviting you to join me for good gospel music and church news you can use every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12 noon. The Holy Ghost take us to a higher level every week. So join me, Minister Ernest Greenlee, and receive a double portion every Saturday morning at 10:30 here on 920 WGNU.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Talk to me while I'm listening now. While this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, greatest love of the soul, won't you please?
to me when I'm listening. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is my phone number. That's 314-454-0400. Also, if you want to email me, revolution@lizbrown.com. If you want to check out my website, lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. And, of course, the show is... I'm iPodded, at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Also streamed at also archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We're also streamed at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. My goodness gracious. What was the segue I told you about? How folks get all swolled up. And then they forget where they come from. They forget what they stand for. They forget what they're supposed to be doing. I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, aside from the fact that I think Oprah was listening on my phone calls, and I think she'd been listening up on the show here, Oprah Winfrey has now backed up off of and stepped away from the extraordinarily irreprehensible and irresponsible statement that she made about her boy who wrote the books, A Million Pieces, that he lied in his book. She called Larry King and she said, well, you know, this is Much Ado About Nothing. It's the essence. I mean, it's the truthfulness of the experience as opposed to the actual truth. I submit to this. She got all swolled up. She didn't like folks telling her no, that this is something that shouldn't be done. I submit to you that she got swolled up and got carried away with her position. I submit to you that she even had a little bit of a God complex thing going on. I submit to you that, ladies and gentlemen, because she brought the boy back on her show. I'm talking about James Frey, A Million Little Pieces, a junkie, former junkie, who changed his life around. Good thing. That's a good thing. But I submit, I wouldn't bet the farm that it was a million and one little pieces after he got off her show, after what he got from her. They need to do a blood test on the boy after the show because the audience gave it to him. She called him a liar, and she said that I feel duped, but more importantly, I feel that you betrayed millions of readers. She asked him why he felt the need to lie. The audience groaned and gasped at Frey's halting, stuttered admissions that certain facts and characters had been altered, but the essence of his memoir was real. Well, she said the same thing. She said the essence of the truth is good enough. That's the whole truthiness atmosphere that's going on. And I submit to you that when people get so high, sometimes when people get so high up there, they start to think that they are infallible. And I think that Oprah felt that she was infallible because she had picked the book must be right. And I submit to you that Oprah Winfrey got something on her website that she never got before. That was negative emails. And she did. Lots of folks emailed her and said, "What? Huh? Since when is the truth an option?" Miss Aha Moment. She said that when she phoned in to support Frey and later alleged the fabrications were, quote, and I quote, which is a stunning quote, "much ado about nothing." The truth is much ado about nothing. She said, quote, "I left the impression that truth is not important." She said, after last week's call, the email after emails from supporters of the book had cast a cloud over her judgment. No, baby, you got up there. You know, you were brought down by your people. You were brought down by the people that you were used to seeing nothing but love. I'm sure every email on Oprah's website, except from the beef folks, other than the non-beef related, this is the first time she's ever gotten non-beef related angry emails. And that was a shocker to her. And I submit to you that that's what brought her back to take this man on her show. She bears some responsibility in this. She bears a lot of responsibility in this because her instinctive response was, it's much ado about nothing. That's what happens when you get up there. That's why you got to bring Barack Obama down home and tell him what you mean. It ain't the strategy to filibuster. That's your job. This is a man who said that you couldn't get into Princeton. Ain't nothing personal about that. This is a man who said that your son and daughter shouldn't get into Princeton. Ain't nothing personal about that. you better handle your business and filibuster Alito. Car phone.
God bless you, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
You know what? I'm about 50 miles from the James River here in North Carolina, and, you know, the Willie Lynch syndrome seems to come resident with me when I listen to the reporting from the White House. And you know, it's just sad that our people, we need to, in other words, we need to revolutionize right now. We need a revolution that our people ain't ready for, Liz.
Oh, I can't believe that. I don't believe that. I think that there are plenty of people out there. What's missing is the organizational component of this. That's what's missing. People are there. People understand it. And don't give credit here's what I would like for you to do. Do some, you have access to the net, right?
All day long.
Do the research on Willie Lynch. Ain't no Willie Lynch. Ain't never been a Willie Lynch. No person has the ability to predict into the future. Do you realize how much power that you're giving folks that hate you? When we quote something that never exists, there is no, and if there was a person out there like Willie Lynch that wrote this letter, ask yourself as you're trying to find out the truth of that, why didn't any of the contemporary writers of the time refer to him? Why didn't Carter G. Woodson, who was a contemporary at that time, refer to him in any of his writings? It's a myth. It's a lie. It's one of those twisted ways to have people of African descent beat up on themselves with.
Right.
So don't agree with me. Just do your research.
Well, I do agree with you. I tell my children all the time that I think Willie Lynch was just a myth that was perpetuated over our brains and over our minds. And the story of the Willie Lynch syndrome.
It's a lie.
I know it's a lie. But you know what? Our people just, like you say, listen, we're in a position to organize now in this country.
Then let's do it.
We backstab each other.
No, let's do it. There are some that backstab, but we cannot be deterred by those who do. Our job is, what we are being shown is a call to action. Everything aside, I don't care if there are people that don't do right. That can't be a reason why we stand still. And those aren't the people we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about the people that are ready and able to move. Let's move. And the first.
I want that up more because I want to hear you eloquent on the subject. And I hope you keep talking about this because we need to organize.
Here's what I need you to do, though. I need you to make a call to Barack Obama today. And say filibuster. You
it's
want
done.
All right? Do that. Do
God
that.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you. Take care. Stay strong. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Today's the last day of the month. That means we are going to be doing some food preparation on healthy futures. Ashami are going to cook some good stuff today. We're going to have some guests in to do some tasting. Stay with us. I'll be back.
There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It is the dead of winter, and the economy is also in the deep freeze. More from ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington.
It looks like Americans heeded warnings about skyrocketing winter heating bills. They did some belt tightening from October through December, holding the economy to a mere 1.1% annual growth rate in the fourth quarter, the slowest pace in 3 years. Despite the year-end drag, the economy posted a respectable 3.5% expansion for all of 2005. And remember, that includes the economic hit from the Gulf Coast hurricane.
ABC's Pam Coulter. They won. Now they have to form a government. And Hamas says it will, and that it will reach out to all Palestinians. That said, Hamas says it has no plans to abolish its military arm. And that has some people worried, like this woman in Bethlehem.
They have no experience. And we're so afraid about it. Especially we, the Christians.
Some members of Congress are now urging President Bush to cut off all money to the Palestinians now that the militant group is in power. President Bush wants the Senate to confirm a Supreme Court nominee, Samuel Alito, by the State of the Union address. That's set for Tuesday. Republican leader Bill Frist says it's only fair.
Throughout the entire process, I've been very consistent that these judicial nominees deserve, in terms of just dignity, but also our responsibility, deserve a fair up or down vote.
But some Democrats say if they're pushed hard enough, they'll filibuster. see you in court. The L.A. City Attorney is suing the makers of the Grand Theft Auto video game. The suit is over an embedded minigame in which the characters have sex right there on the screen.
You never get over it. You cry every day.
That's the friend of a Florida family that lost 7 children in a chain reaction crash this week, and now there is more heartache for the family. The kid's grandfather had a fatal heart attack when he heard the news. The Dow and the Nasdaq both up in early going. This is ABC News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
They are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477.
Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
Looks like all that red wine and rich food is adding up. The French are getting fat.
France's self-image was always attractively uniform, sophisticated, slender. The French, including the author of the best-selling French Women Don't Get Fat, like to say they have the secret to rich but healthy eating. But c'est la vie, no more. France is getting fat. Nearly half the French population is now overweight or obese. Alarmed, France has declared war on the waistline. This national healthy eating campaign poster reads bluntly, obesity kills.
ABC's Jim Sciutto in Paris. Well, the last time Sly Stone performed in public was back on January 12th of 1987, when he and the Family Stone were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, now the musician plans to do his funky thing for a whole new generation with a performance at the Grammy Awards next month. I'm Daria Albinger. ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a pro-life group is complaining to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of an area pharmacist. The group Americans United for Life says pharmacist Heather Williams of St. Charles was fired from her job at Target because she refused on religious grounds to fill prescriptions for emergency contraception. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Williams and her attorney have also filed an EEOC complaint against Target and are considering a lawsuit. Webster University will hold a special commemoration today in honor of UN Holocaust Remembrance Day. Mary Phelan, a spokesperson for the Yellow Star Project, says Holocaust Remembrance Day is meant to keep the memory of the Holocaust alive to prevent future atrocities. She says that is even more important now as those who survived the Holocaust die off. The commemoration will begin at 1:30 at Webster University's Emerson Library. Finally this hour, a nationwide advertising campaign is underway to recruit more volunteers and increase donations to the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. The public service announcement kicked off yesterday and shows First Lady Laura Bush surrounded by little brothers and little sisters. Judy Redenberg, the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, says kids who lack a strong adult role model end up in trouble.
Too many of our kids end up in trouble, drug and alcohol abuse, dropping out of school, poor school attendance, and our proven way really helps kids avoid trouble and lead much more hopeful lives.
The St. Louis area has over 2,000 volunteers in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. January is National Mentoring Month. Go online to www.bigbrothersbigsisters.org for more information. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, winterize your car at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer. Radiator drain and fill, visual inspection, and battery check all for $39.95. That's Toyota value. See dealer for details. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by WWE Royal Rumble. Eastbound 40 after Ballas, there's a disabled truck in the center lane. It's blocked. Traffic slows near 270. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall. Disabled bus in the right acceleration lane is blocked. There's a brief slowdown. Eastbound 270 at 367. Maintenance operations have one lane closed. Southbound 270 at Sappington and Tesson Ferry Road. Maintenance operations, right lane is closed. Southbound 55 at 2T in Jefferson County. Right lane is closed for maintenance work. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers Mall and the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 between Lilac and Graham Hanley. Look for everything to be on the move. Both directions, 40 and Hanley is flowing freely. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for midday maintenance. Westbound 40 at 141 in Chesterfield Parkway. Road marking operations have center lane closed. Westbound 5570. The Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. Everything's on the move. And Susan at Wells, there's a report of an injury accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by WWE Royal Rumble. Don't miss the WWE Royal Rumble this Sunday at 7 p.m., televised locally by Charter Communications. Order with your digital remote or call 1-888-GET-CHARTER for more information. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s. This evening, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain after midnight with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, rain and thunderstorms are possible with a high in the lower 50s. Saturday evening, rain is likely in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the mid-40s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy and steady temps in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 42. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. It's Healthy Futures. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
The air, the brothers, the sisters.
once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Good morning, and welcome to Healthy Futures. I'm Liz Brown, and we have a change up in the lineup today. We have Dr. Fisher joining us to talk about Healthy Futures. Good morning, Dr. Fisher.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, great.
Very good. And this is the last Friday of the month. That means that, the studio is filled with fabulous aromas, and there is an amazing plate sitting before us that is just, as always, Miss Nishamnia. Nishamnia, looks wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Liz.
And let's start where we always start, Dr. Fisher.
Okay, we want to thank you, Liz, once again, for having Healthy Futures here. As we know, Healthy Futures is a viable force in the community in preventing obesity and diabetes in children. We target 8 to 12-year-olds in the community centers, in the school systems, in the church groups and organizations. And if you are interested in the program, we'll be happy to accommodate you. You simply need to call us at 314-454-9830. Healthy Futures is a product of one of the many programs of Support a Child International, one of the sponsors of this show, as well as Eternity Deli. And they work closely together in collaborating and getting healthy food choices to children as well as parents. There's a community component where we also teach parents mm-hmm. how to prepare foods, how to shop and to get nutritious, to make the substitutions for nutritious foods for our children so that we can begin to change this health paradigm around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that, one of the reasons why we do this cooking component or this food preparation component on the last Friday of the month mm-hmm. to let people know that it can be done. It's not as hard as you think, and it's, the results are just wonderful.
Right. It's not hard at all.
Not at all. So, all right, Ms. Nishamnia. Where are we going to start on this wonderful food wheel that you have here this morning? Tell the audience what is on here, and then can we maybe go through the preparation of each one of them.
We have a sampler platter that consists
of
delicious sautéed collard greens with garlic, tomatoes, and onions. We have tofu nuggets. These are little tofu cubes that were battered in cornmeal and spices. This here is bean curd. Liz, I don't know if you're familiar with this, mm-hmm. but bean curd is the skin off of boiled soy milk. And they dry it out, so you can make all kinds of delicious dishes with it. So it's just spices. It can be served over rice. We have barbecue twist. That's a gluten product mixed with tahini and spices and baked in the oven in a barbecue sauce. Candy yams that were cooked with brown sugar and a little vanilla flavor and nutmeg. And our famous macaroni and cheese that's made with soy cheese.
Well, let's start with let's start with the bean curd, because I think that that's the most unusual, and people are probably, you think, Dr. Fisher, not as familiar with that as other vegetarian choices.
Right. Bean curd, of course, is one of the many soy products, and as Nishamnia was saying, there's no portion of anything that we use in our food preparation that has to be thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
If you could take the skim off of the soy milk and be able to use that into a product, then there's no waste anywhere. And the soy bean is a very economical product to consume and purchase. You can even make your own soy milk by mm-hmm. just cooking the soybean and, you know, extracting the milk from that.
Mm-hmm.
And soy is very rich in proteins. As a matter of fact, it's one that has all of the essential amino acids that the body needs. Soy proteins are also very high in calcium, iron, zinc, phosphorus, magnesium, the B vitamins, the omega-3 fatty acids,
that's
as well as fiber.
That's just
and
amazing.
All of this into this one, this one small bean.
And that, and
you know, it's like the peanut. I mean, there's just so many different things that you can do from soybeans that are just, I mean, it's a very versatile product and it's very healthy product.
It's my father always called beans and rice the perfect meal because it has everything in it. But this, I didn't grow up with soy. Soy wasn't something that I grew up with. But now I'm discovering another perfect mm-hmm. food is soy.
Right. And as I said, I mean, even making the milk, I've found that I can make the soy milk for as little as 10 cents for like a two quart container of soy milk.
Isn't that amazing? And the other piece of this is that, Nishamya, it's all about changing habits, because drinking soy milk is just switching from cow's milk to soy milk. It's just getting out of a bad habit.
Right.
Isn't it?
Especially when so many people are lactose intolerant mm-hmm. and you end up taking medicines.
Putting chemicals in your body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can consume the milk.
And your body is saying, please don't do this.
It wasn't meant for me.
It wasn't meant for me. Please don't do this. The trick is not, or the goal is not to make your body do something that your body is telling you, no, I don't, and I can't, and you shouldn't do to me.
And it's not just soy, because even almonds, you can drink almond milk. You can mm-hmm. drink coconut milk, oat milk, rice milk. There are a lot of other forms of milk outside of cow's milk.
So walk us through this process of making this bean curd.
Okay.
And I'm going to taste it as we are doing this.
This dish was prepared by taking the dry bean curd sheets mm-hmm. and soaking them in a little water. I mixed them with spices, and then I baked it in the oven.
Oh, my goodness. This is so good.
Now, this is just one form, but you can also roll it at some Asian restaurants who make this dish. They call it mock duck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there is a, that's exactly where I've seen this mm-hmm. before. So, what are the spices that you put in?
The spices that I usually use consist of basil, onion powder, garlic powder, and I like a little cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. But you could also use ginger. You can bake this in coconut milk to give it an Indian flavor. You can put curry.
So what did you do to this?
This, I just put a little garlic powder, onion powder, basil, and a pinch of cayenne pepper.
And then you put it in the oven?
I put it in the oven, and I just let it bake. I covered it in water, mm-hmm. like I was making a roast. Mm-hmm. And I just let it bake for approximately 35 minutes.
And where do you get the bean curd sheets?
You can get them at most Asian markets.
Oh, my God, this is so good.
Most Asian markets. I've even seen them at the health food stores.
This is great.
You've never had this, Liz?
I've never had it like this.
Okay.
I am, because a lot of stuff is visual, and I'll be the first to admit that if something looks a little odd to us, a little unfamiliar to us, we're resistant to try that. So it was the look of the bean curd that caused me mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. to immediately want to try that. Mm-hmm. And I've had it before, and it's never tasted this good. It has never tasted this good.
When we did the scrambled tofu, you can mm-hmm. also do the bean curd, because once the bean curd is cooked or water's added to it, it's reconstituted mm-hmm. and it turns back into a soy form mm-hmm. similar to tofu. Mm-hmm. So when you told me about the little situation you had with the tofu, I tried.
I went home and I tried to do the scrambled tofu, and it didn't taste like Nishamya's. I was so mad.
You could do the bean curd mm-hmm. just like I showed you how mm-hmm. to do the tofu.
Okay.
It has a slightly different texture, mm-hmm. but it's still delicious.
I want some more.
Okay.
Will you run through that recipe again and run through the process of it?
Okay, you can take 2 packs of bean curd.
And can you get this at like Wild Oats or?
Wild Oats generally doesn't carry bean curd. Jay's International Foods carry them. Mm-hmm. There are many of the Oriental stores mm-hmm. on Olive. I mean, Olive is just lined mm-hmm. up with Oriental mm-hmm. stores. Mm-hmm. I think Central Trading is one of them. Mm-hmm.
Is it very expensive? Oh, it's absolutely.
It's very cheap.
Very cheap.
So give us an example of a price and how much you get for.
About $1.19 to $1.89 for
five sheets.
A package. We have five sheets in a package. Mm-hmm. And that would feed a family of six, about six people. Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
People for $1.89. Mm-hmm.
And you can add vegetables to this. You can add onions, peppers, mushrooms, celery.
And how long
potatoes.
Did it take it to cook?
20 minutes.
Get out of here. See, that's the thing. This is simple, and it's so inexpensive. And as a parent, as a person that is making food for their family, you know that what your family is eating has everything in it that they need to have.
Exactly. Right.
And if you are on a diet, if you're on some type of program where you're trying to reduce the numbers of calories and fat that you're putting into you, this doesn't have any fat at all, does it?
None.
This has no fat at all.
Only what you add. If you add oil.
And the way that you
cook it without oil.
Did you put oil in this?
At the end, I sprinkled a drop of olive oil on top.
So very little oil.
Very little.
Very little oil in this. So run through the recipe of this again. Run through how this is prepared again.
I used approximately 4 packs of bean curd, a teaspoon of onion powder, garlic powder, half a teaspoon of basil, and just a pinch of salt, just a pinch, just to taste. And I covered the bean curd in water. You leave them flat, cover them in water. They might break up. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Put it in a shallow oven pan and bake for approximately 20, 25 minutes.
At what temperature?
354.
And what do you do with the liquid? Is the liquid absorbed into it?
Partially, but with the rest, if you were to serve this over rice, this could be your gravy. It cooks up into like a little gravy.
Really? So this right here, it doesn't have the liquid?
No, I strain the liquid off.
You strain the liquid off of it. And then you just put it in a bowl and you just serve it.
You serve it. This can also be served cold as a salad. We do this salad at the deli.
This is so good. I am so impressed.
Wonderful.
All right, pick something.
When you think of the economics of it, though, Liz, we have to go back to that because many families are on a budget. But when you look at what she took to prepare this, you would say, $9 with the spices that you can make this for a family of six.
And it doesn't cost $9 every time.
No.
Because you just have to stock the spices up. And so once you stock the spices up, we're talking about $5.
Right. $5, $6 and you have a meal.
A very good meal.
Right.
A very, very good
meal. This can also be made into a soup with noodles. It's like a bean curd noodle soup. And we've talked about the nutritional yeast flakes.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give it your broth and your soup flavor. So this is great in the soup.
And the other piece of this is that it's a great extender. So if you want some more bulk to your meal, although this is lovely, you can throw the vegetables in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, throw some potatoes in there. Throw some rice in
exactly.
there.
Exactly, or serve it over rice.
Serve it over rice. So then you have this
whole meal.
That's amazing.
But it could also be battered. But, you know, keep in mind when you batter it, you're adding the oils to it. And so
there you are.
It becomes a
there
little...
You go.
Right.
All right, so what are we going to go to next?
Next, I'd like for you to sample the barbecue twist.
Okay. Now, this look for the audience out here, it looks like a little chicken wing. It's shaped like that. It's like the shape of a mini chicken wing. That's the shape. It's thick, and it's covered with barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to taste this while you tell us how you did this.
This is a little extended process. But it's worth it. Is it not?
It is so good. It is so... We got to get Howard some of this. This is unbelievable. This is so, so good.
We've talked about the gluten many times.
Howard, come on in here for a second.
I took the gluten flour and I mixed it with peanut butter. Different spices.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you like. You can use... I use basil in almost everything.
Give him some of that, the bean curd.
Okay.
Too. You want some bean curd? Give him some bean curd. This is just unbelievable. Give him a little fork here. I want you to try this. Where are you? Try that.
Right now?
Yeah, try right now. Okay, keep talking about that.
Okay, the barbecue twist.
Mm-hmm.
I used approximately 1 pound of gluten. 1/3 cup of peanut butter, garlic powder, onion powder,
basil.
How is that?
You're the best.
Isn't it unbelievable?
You are the best.
Isn't that
Thanks,
wonderful?
Howard.
Are you married?
Will you marry me?
That's this, probably why my husband married me.
I understand. He ain't never leaving you. I know that. I know that. My goodness.
If he does, let me know.
Ooh, this is so good. So it's peanut butter,
gluten, little oil, spices. And I've varied the spices on many occasions because you can make these really spicy with cayenne pepper. You can put curry in them. Paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and you twist them. You twist the little pieces of gluten.
So first tell us how we get to the gluten. Do we go buy the gluten?
The gluten can be purchased at most health food stores.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make your own gluten, which I have talked about many times, with whole wheat flour.
Well, for the neophytes out there, the ones that are just, you know, baby stepping into this change of eating. Howard is raising his hand in praise to how good this is. Isn't that Binker amazing? Isn't that amazing?
It was very good.
It is so good. So you can buy the gluten.
Right, but on a previous show, we talked about the process of making the gluten.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a difference with the gluten flour and making the gluten myself. For this particular dish, I prefer to make the gluten because gluten flour can be very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, it needs to be a little more workable so you can twist it.
Okay, y'all need to understand that she's moving in here as she's showing how to do this, that there's a rhythm thing involved in twisting this gluten to where it needs to be.
Right. So, but it's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You make your gluten, you add your spices and your peanut butter, and then you twist the pieces and you bake it on an oiled pan. Put it in the oven for approximately 30 minutes.
Now, is this barbecue sauce that you purchase, or is this barbecue sauce that you've put together?
A combination.
Okay, so you purchase barbecue sauce.
And I still add molasses.
Okay.
A pinch of brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I like to add a little tamari.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did the peanut butter work in again?
You just mix it in with the gluten.
Oh, you mix it in with the gluten.
Yes. And the spices.
Oh.
Once the gluten is washed, you mix it in with the gluten and the spices. Mix it up.
So for those that are trying to put it together out here, is it a 1-to-1 ratio of peanut butter to gluten?
No.
How does it work?
If you have a pound of gluten, I would only use a third of a cup of peanut butter.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? What if you have a peanut butter intolerance? What if you have like a peanut
intolerance? You can use tahini. Tahini's good. It's from sesame seeds.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we mix that in, put it on a sheet, and we bake it.
And bake it until it's nice and firm.
Mm-hmm. Because it goes in a little loose?
It goes in wet.
Okay, it goes in wet.
And then when it comes out, it's firm.
And the thing about these barbecue twists is, we've talked about this, and we've talked about this, and we've talked about it. Dr. Fisher, when people are making this change, they want some familiarity. They want familiarity in the texture of things so that to make them, we just need that because that's what we're mostly familiar with. Isn't that right?
Right. They need familiarity not only in the texture but also in the look.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you were saying, you know, when things look differently,
that's right.
You
mm-hmm.
get a little scared,
mm-hmm.
like, okay,
a little, yeah.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
But when you see something that looks, it feels, then automatically your mind has readjust it so that the taste, when it comes to you, is like, wow.
Mm-hmm. And Howard, isn't this true? When you took a bite of these barbecue twists, it tasted like you were biting into meat.
It was excellent. It's almost like a boneless chicken wing.
There you
boneless
go.
Boneless honey barbecue chicken wing.
There you go. There you go. It is. It's exactly like that. So that's one of the wonderful things about cooking this.
And meal. I think what we have to do is, again, you know, train our minds to not think, and we have to take the stigma of vegetarian out of it and know that, okay, I'm about to embark on a delicious journey.
Yes, absolutely.
Healthy, nutritious journey, and this is going to do my body good. It does, you know, my taste buds good.
It's going to do my mind
and
good.
It's going to do everything.
Everything.
Right.
Your body is just going to say, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And for those of you that are not cooking inclined or food preparation inclined, please go down to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, and you can try all of this. You can experiment on their dime. Okay, I mean,
right.
You can experiment by trying the different things out and figuring out what you like, and then you can begin to explore the whole preparation of this. And Eternity Deli is at 11 South Euclid. The phone number is 454-1851. So I want you to run through one more time the food, the preparation piece of the barbecue twist.
Okay. The gluten, which is from whole wheat flour, is mixed with water and set like a dough.
Mm-hmm.
You let it sit for approximately an hour, and then you run your dough ball of gluten under cold running water in a colander, and you're washing out all of the starch from the flour. So what remains is the gluten of the whole wheat flour, and it'll be stringy. And with that, you're adding the spices. And when Howard asked about those who couldn't consume peanuts, I also thought about almond butter, cashew butter. Any kind of little butter can be added to the gluten, the washed gluten. With garlic powder, onion powder, basil, you can even put cayenne pepper, you can use curry powder, whatever kind of flavor you want it to have. And I baked it, I broke off little pieces of the gluten, twisted it, broke it off. It's called twist because you twist it,
mm-hmm.
Put it on the pan, let it bake until it's very firm, because once it's done, you're going to dip it in the barbecue sauce and bake it again. So you need to be firm enough so it'll hold up once it's in that barbecue sauce. And that's it.
There you go. All right, where are we going to go next on our food sampler platter?
The tofu nuggets.
Tofu nuggets, all right. So tell us what these are.
I'm sure most of the listeners are familiar with tofu at this point. So this is just a block of extra firm tofu that was cute.
Mm-hmm. This is good. This is something I think that you would take and dip in something.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dip type
of item.
You could
dip it.
So what did you batter this with?
With cornmeal, whole wheat flour,
mm-hmm.
and my famous spices, onion powder, garlic powder.
You love garlic.
But you can use curry. Mm-hmm. I love curry. And I even like... I've tried the mustard powder before.
Uh-huh.
I've tried ground rosemary. It depends on what flavor you're looking for.
And you put this in a deep fryer? How did this work?
Yes, because we have a deep fryer at the deli. So
mm-hmm.
I took the cubed tofu and marinated in tamari soy sauce for 5 minutes. And then I put that in the dry batter that consisted of equal parts cornmeal, flour, spices.
Mm-hmm.
And put in deep fryer for approximately 5 minutes, but you can also bake this in an oven.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out just as crispy,
mm-hmm.
baked in the oven. If you're short on time, if you have a heavy cast iron skillet, put a little oil in the skillet and brown it in the skillet.
And what makes the batter adhere to the tofu?
The flour that's in the batter will
mm-hmm.
make it stick.
Mm-hmm. The tofu is wet, right?
The tofu's wet. The tamari makes it wet.
Okay, because it's been soaking in tamari.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you just...
From the tamari
mm-hmm.
to the cornmeal flour
okay.
batter.
Okay. And in terms of the size of the pieces of tofu, you can be any size.
Any size you want. These are little bite-sized pieces.
Okay.
But they can be bigger than this.
And you can also try these at Eternity Deli, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we have to always say most of our listeners have had bad experiences with tofu.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply because they don't know what to do with it
mm-hmm.
or how to prepare it. And so we have to put the soul back into our
mm-hmm.
cooking. And that's what these remind you of, little fried fish fillets.
Yes, and they look like them.
Battered fish fillets
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And so, you know, the key is really getting into and learning how to prepare these foods that are a little bit different for us, and, you know, learning how to do that. And we also have cooking classes the last 2 weeks. We've got the last 2 weeks of this session.
We have a cooking class this Sunday.
Saturday.
This Saturday. And what time is it going to be?
10 to 12.
10. Is, where is it going to be?
At Wild Oats this week.
And what's the menu?
The menu is a special brunch menu.
Yoo-hoo.
We're going to have assorted breakfast pockets. So it'll be scrambled tofu.
I think I'm coming for that.
You know, and Nishamnia dropped some of those by the station a couple of weeks ago, and I nearly lost my mind. They were just absolutely unbelievable. You have got to help me with this scrambled tofu piece. You've got to help me with that, because you would think that you're eating scrambled eggs in this, only better. Because the consistency of them and I like my eggs a little dry and the dryness of them, it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And the spices, it's just wonderful. It truly is. Okay, so where are we moving
next? This, Liz, I just wanted to go back to the tofu real quick, because this can be cut into the shape of a filet and done the exact same way. It's like you can make a sandwich.
And that's one of the things, again, that you sell at Eternity Deli. You sell these filet sandwiches. And I'm telling you, they look great.
They taste great with tartar sauce on them.
Yes, and lettuce and tomatoes and onion, a little hot sauce on them. You think that you're eating a little fish fillet thing.
Except it's better for you.
And in terms of because there are people that are concerned about the frying component of it. What's the absorption capabilities of tofu? Does it absorb differently than a fried fish fillet in terms of you know, the whole frying piece of it?
Well, anytime you add the fried foods, because you're cooking them in oil, then that changes the component. But the tofu itself breaks down in the body very easily and very quickly, because it's a plant-based food. It's a plant-based food as opposed to an animal-based food. Mm-hmm. And so the enzymes in our body, from the saliva to those that are in our intestines, break down the foods differently than they do with animal products, which stay in our systems, in our colons, for long periods of time before they're broken down and released.
So if we are going to, any frying, then it makes more sense to do something like this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then the type of oil and the length of time that you leave things in the fryer. Because when you're dealing with meat products, you have to fry foods a lot longer time for them to be done.
Right.
With plant-based foods, you only have to put these in the fryer just long enough for them to brown, which may be, if you've got a deep fryer, 3 minutes, and if you're frying at home, still, 5 minutes as opposed to 15 or 20 minutes. So
because
every
minute that's on the clock that they're in the oil is time for them to absorb the oil and the fat that comes from the oil.
Right.
And Nishamnia, when you fried these, what kind of oil did you use?
Soy oil.
So this was cooked so that's better for you too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Liz, I said these can be baked in the oven. They don't even have to be fried. They come out just as crispy, baked in the oven.
Howard, we have some more stuff in here for you. We have another plate for you coming at you. All right, where are we going down the platter here?
What I just put on your plate is what we have every day at Eternity Deli.
Yeah, you do.
Collard greens.
Yeah, you do.
Candy yams. Macaroni and cheese.
Let's do the candy yams.
Okay. These yams, we just cube them, cook them with a little brown sugar, and sprinkle them with nutmeg.
Just like your mama.
That's it.
These are awesome. These are so good.
And they can also be baked in the oven. I love candy yams baked in the oven.
And the beauty of this is that there's no butter.
None.
There's no butter in this. And I'm telling you, I have memory of memory over memory of a stick of butter going in. Okay? Stick of butter, the sugar, the white sugar, all of that going in the can. Hence candy. Butter and sugar.
Mm-hmm. And even sometimes they would put sugar and syrup in the candy yams.
Yeah.
And that would just make them really.
Really.
And if you taste the sweet potatoes just steamed, they're naturally sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's so why they call
you don't
them sweet
exactly.
Potatoes.
They're naturally
they
sweet.
Right.
You don't really have to put all of that sugar on them. And you can cook these with maple syrup as well, Liz.
Maple syrup is delicious on these sweet
and
potatoes.
Dr. Fisher, what's the advantage to maple syrup over sugar?
Well, the maple syrup actually comes from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting it directly from the plant source, as opposed to having gone through the processing of taking the sugar, you know, from the sugar cane or from whatever source. But mm-hmm. there are other sources of sugar which are healthier, like beet sugar. There's mm-hmm. natural sugar that comes from the beets that can be extracted. And I'd like to add this other agave nectar, which is from the cactus plant, which is, I mean, to me, I like it. It's not as sweet, but you get the natural sweetness, and it doesn't really alter the flavor of foods as much. You just get the sweet, you know, without the flavor. Sometimes with maple syrup, sometimes you get an additional.
Okay.
You get that additional maple flavor.
Okay. And we have about 4 more minutes left here.
Okay.
So walk us through the mac and cheese. That's one of my favorites.
Now, this mac and cheese I experimented today is stovetop mac and cheese, because sometimes if, you know, you're moving quick, it's okay. You can do things on top of the stove.
It is so good.
I just took the elbow pasta. It's semolina pasta. Boiled it, followed the instructions. On cooking the pasta. And oops. I made soy cheese.
Dropped it on myself here. Okay, you made soy cheese.
And the soy cheese process is very simple. It's just soy milk. I added tofu and little onion powder, pinch of salt. And we talked about the nutritional yeast before.
Mm-hmm. And you added that to it.
And I added that.
So there's no milk. There's no eggs. There's none of that.
None.
I know. I heard. Now I just tasted the cayenne pepper.
Right. Just a pinch.
It has a nice kick to it. It really does. Howard, we have a plate for you in here. You need to try some of this too. This is unbelievable. This
Howard
is absolutely.
Smiley.
Yeah, he is. He's a happy camper coming in here. This is really.
This exact same recipe can be made into a casserole. Mm. I always like tomatoes and onions mm-hmm. with mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add tomatoes and onions, black olives, spinach, whatever you have, broccoli, peppers,
and
whatever
so
you have.
When you say that this was stovetop, you just...
I put it in a skillet as opposed to putting it in an oven pan and baking it.
Mm.
And I just let it cook in the skillet for 10 minutes.
And the greens.
The greens. You see how the color is
Howard
still retained.
Howard is a happy, happy camper here. Is this stuff good?
You're not
going to
eat them candy
yet. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Stay away from my food. the greens.
The greens. These are collard greens that we wash the greens thoroughly and chop them
You're
up.
You're welcome.
And then we put them in a pot with a little water. We don't boil the greens. We just steam the greens. It's the difference.
Your goal is not to turn the greens into mush.
Right.
The goal is to have texture to the greens. And that's one of the wonderful newness of eating greens as mm-hmm. the way that you prepare them is my parents, you cooked them down till you had a whole, you know, mm-hmm. pot liquor and almost brown greens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I loved them, but I never got to appreciate the texture that's added to the way that you cook the greens. And it doesn't take that long to cook them.
And the taste. You missed
yes.
the whole taste of the greens
yes.
because the greens, we weren't really eating the greens. We were eating
the meat,
the fat back, mm-hmm. the pork that was placed into the
right.
water.
That's right.
And all of the other spices that were added to that because mm-hmm. the flavor of the greens were gone.
Absolutely. And the reason they had to be cooked so long was because you had to cook the meat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was the meat was cooking.
Right.
So these greens are only cooked for approximately 10 minutes. And we take them out the pot. Add sauteed onions, tomatoes, and garlic. And you see that the color is still very bright green.
It's very green.
And they're tender.
And they're crunchy. I mean, there is
a
body to it.
Exactly.
There's absolutely a body to it. And, excuse me, this is so good. Will you tell folks again about if they want to try some of this out, they can come to the cooking class tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow we're having a special cooking class at Wild Oats so that the students can have a hands-on. We have a hands-on project tomorrow making the assorted brunch rolls, cinnamon swirls.
hearty spinach salad and grilled vegetables. Mm. So excellent. The students will be.
So I know you're going to be there. When it's $25?
It's $25. Excellent. 10 o'clock, 10 to 12, Wild Oats.
Wonderful.
So the fish is excellent.
Isn't it? It's
tofu fish. Tofu.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. White Castle fish sandwiches have nothing on this.
Absolutely. And they kill you. So, you know, this is all good. So let's wrap this up, Dr. Fisher.
Okay. We want to, again, thank our sponsors, Support a Child and Eternity Deli. And, Nishamia, thank you for being here. We want to remember to tune in weekly on Fridays because we're going to be bringing some discussions with the churches and the leadership on the churches on how to get the congregation and move the health roles back into our own hands. We're taking our health back into our hands. And so we're going to be having some discussions with the community and church leaders in the future and, you know, being discussing herbs and other ways that we can collaborate and work on this collectively because it takes all of us, you know, as a people to save us as
people. Absolutely.
I'd just like to read the health tip for the week. It's very quick. I will value my health in a tangible way. That means we want to show or demonstrate the changes. Eat more tofu products.
There you go.
Rest more. Drink more water. Just a simple example of, in a tangible way, I'm going to value my health.
Absolutely.
We want to remember to come to the cooking classes. As I say, we have two more weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new books. The new Soul Vegetarian Cookbook is out.
Excellent.
The Joy of Living Live Transition Diet Book. We have a 30-day program to a healthier you that helps to cleanse and detoxify the body.
Okay.
And all of these programs, the Men's Health Coalition meets the second Saturday. So we have just a wealth of information.
And if people want more information about that, call 454-1851.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Fisher. Nishamnia, you are the bomb. You walk on water as far as I'm concerned. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Liz.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. I want everybody to get on the phones right now if you want to be part of the Because We Care package, Wake Up Call Because We Care package. We're going to be giving away a couple of more books of our Soldiers in Revolt. You want to get a copy of that. You want to get your T-shirts. You want to get your gifts. Get on the phones now at 454-0400. All you got to do is just tell me what you heard. Tell me what you know. Tell me about Soldiers in Revolt. Get on the lines. We have some books to give away. And Because We Care packages. Stay with us.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. The new Medicare drug prescription program is turning out to be a nightmare. Some 6 million low-income senior citizens have been denied coverage or are being overcharged due to what is described as computer glitches. Republican lawmakers say once the problems are fixed, seniors will really appreciate what they've done for them. But the Center for Medicare Advocacy has issued a report saying the problems are likely to only get worse. Consumers are going to find the drugs they need are not covered, and they'll have to either change drugs or file appeals with the help of their doctor. And covered medicine may start out on the program, but then could be dropped before the year is out. The other huge shortcoming is called the donut hole provision of the plan. Medicare covers 75% of drug bills up to $2,250. Then seniors have to pay for all of their medicine from that amount until their spending reaches $5,100. This leaves a gap of about $2,800 that people will have to pay out of their pocket even while having to pay the yearly premium for the drug plan. Now, in a related development, Democratic leaders have drafted a letter to House Speaker Dennis Hastert asking for an investigation into the role that a lobbying group that has close ties to super lobbyist Jack Abramoff played in developing the Medicare Prescription Drug Act. The letter says Democrats were denied a chance to offer alternative amendments to the bill, and that vote was held open for hours in the middle of the night in order to secure the outcome. It also says that the person from the Bush administration who drafted the wording was at the time trying to get a high-salaried job representing the drug and insurance companies.
Furthermore, the Republican chairman who steered the bill through Congress later took a well-paying job in the pharmaceutical industry. And the Alexander Strategy Group, which lobbied hard for the Medicare drug law, got most of its money from the drug industry, receiving over $2.5 million during the time when the law was being developed in Congress. And the lead lobbyist for Alexander was a man by the name of Tony Rudy, who had been employed by both Tom DeLay and Jack Abramoff. Rudy is also named in the Abramoff indictment as Staffer A. This is your wake-up call global news update.
It'll change everything you know about AM 920. It's coming to WGNU Monday, January 30th.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams,
389-9700. Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray of Higher Ground. I'm moving from the 1 to 2 p.m. slot to the 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday slot on Radio Free St. Louis AM 920 WGNU. I will talk to you then.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for Today's Solutions with David Lenahan from 4 to 6.
This winter season, Heat Up St. Louis reminds you that there are many needy people in the bi-state area who face uncertainties with high heating bills. Help Heat Up St. Louis, an all-volunteer charity, by making a tax-deductible contribution. Call the hotline at 314-241-7668 or log on to heatupstlewis.org. A community reminder from WGNU Radio.
He's back.
By popular demand and because it's so right on time, we're putting President Bush back on the couch. Yes, Dr. Justin Frank returns to the next edition of Mondays at 9 for another analysis of the chief executive. Is the domestic spying issue indicative of a controlling personality? Does the president completely depend on Dick Cheney, or is he merely a puppet deciding who pulls the strings? So many more issues have cropped up that we decided another session was in order. Don't miss Dr. Justin Frank, author of Bush on the Couch, our special guest on the next edition of Mondays at 9. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and we're going to be doing the Because We Care giveaway package. This package has the wonderful book, Soldiers in Revolt, GI Resistance During the Vietnam War. Plus, you get your t-shirt, plus you get your refrigerator magnet, plus you get your Liz Brown mug, plus you get all kinds of goodies. So, let me see what we got here. Kathy. Kathy?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Good.
Good. So, tell me what you know about Soldiers in Revolt.
Well, the guest you had, David Courtwright.
Oh, man, you know his name, too.
Yeah.
All right.
He talked about the Kitty Hawk in October of 72.
Yes.
And how they had taken over control of the Kitty Hawk. He talked wonderfully about how different things that I think many people do not know about the Vietnam War.
Wasn't it just amazing in terms of the amount of resistance that was there?
Yeah.
And you didn't know.
Yes, uh-huh. And the number of people who don't realize today, Liz, how the war that's going on now, mm-hmm. the information is being blocked mm-hmm. like it was back then.
Absolutely. And the parallels.
Yes, absolutely. There is a gentleman who wrote a series of books about LBJ that is tremendous. I would recommend them to anybody. Caro is his name, C-A-R-O. And he did a tremendous amount of research.
Very good. And I'm going to have to let you go, Kathy, but I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll have your Because We Care package waiting for you to pick up here at the station at 265 Union.
Oh, okay. Thank
Kathy,
you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bob, tell us what you know.
Well, I just remember him saying, is this the one where he talked about if the soldiers didn't like what the CIA was doing, they were doing something called fragging?
That's right. That's
okay.
right. That's
yeah,
right.
That stuck in my mind real tough, Liz.
All right, now. Oh. He also talked about that there was a fragging protocol even.
Right, so, right. Fragging protocol,
that's
exactly.
Right. Well, Bob, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. You have a Because We Care package
Thank
waiting
you,
for
Liz.
You. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling. Congratulations.
Okay.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I will be back same time, same place on Monday. Congratulations to our winners. We'll get more next week. And next week we're going to spend pretty amazing on Thursdays at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it, and you don't want to miss all of the guests that we're going to have for next week. Until then, you know the rule. Stay strong.
For all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. So, you're cutting your budget to make ends meet. You're not alone. The Commerce Department says the economy grew just 1.1% in the fourth quarter last year. That's the slowest pace in years. So what gives?
The hurricanes, certainly Katrina, Rita, those are two very major reasons why the economy slowed. And principally through, of course, the fact that oil